$150,000. Why not? But why do you want to keep it away? Where's our engineer? He just, like, totally disappeared. I'd like to get Matt on. Anyway, it was fun watching Matt go around. My 15-year-old that is soon to be driving age.
He's
by September.
When do you get your license? September?
In September.
But he's getting your car.
Probably, yeah.
So you have a decision to make by September.
Yeah, I have a long time. I've been scouting the internet and there's a lot of stuff out there, man. Up to a point. I mean,
this is a way to get your car deal, huh?
Possibly.
Rick, buying a car in September.
You never know.
Rick at avidgolferonline.com.
Yeah, start bidding. Start bidding.
Right. Does everybody know he writes for SI.com? You should. I think there should be just a line at your door Monday morning. There's just people just saying, please drive my car.
Hey, by the way, I played Texas Star yesterday, Quick 9. Hey, can we get my son on real quick? And I played with Roger Lee over D&M, little client golf. So
there you go.
It was worthy. I mean, it wasn't like I was sloughing off or anything.
There you go.
And their cart girl, which was our cart girl of the year, Breck, they were most appreciative that Avid Golfer bestowed their first cart girl of the year crown.
By the way, if you want to see our cart girl of the year, it is up on our website as we speak.
Yes.
You can go to avidgolferonline.com. You have to register to get into it, but it will have not only Cart Girl of the Year, but it'll show you one snapshot of all the Cart Girls. And
it's a good lineup.
It's a
real good lineup. Luckily, we have Cart Girls on there and not our pictures. That's smart on our part.
Things come to a calendar?
Rick and Craig calendar? I'm going to have to do a little bikini waxing. 9:48 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, we'll see just how long it takes for the rant to show up.
From the people that brought you the Mr. Tomato Head and Grego is My Homeboy t-shirt comes the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket April item of the month, the Muser's Code. Da Vinci's Last Supper captured on clock. Has never been finagled for such a flimsy premise. Go to theticket.com and add this t-shirt to your P1 rotation before management says we can't.
See the making love. See the sex drive higher.
His pretty little girlfriend with him, and they've been making out, so they're blushing. Their faces are red, like all the colors of a royal flush. And they're asking me for points for sex. Yeah, they're asking me for points for sex. said, hey, I don't hand out the points. I just sing the song. But she looks at me and says, we need those points. I say, well, how many points do you need? She says, well, how many points do you got? I said, that's easy. I got 100! 200! 300! That's all I got. I can see those points.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
I can see those points for sex across the mud huts where the prostitutes sleep, through the suburbs of Dallas and the quiet city streets. You take the staircase to the first floor, you turn that key, you unlock the door. Rich Phillips breathes into a saxophone. Yeah, through the walls I can hear a lover moan. Outside! It's points for sex! Outside! Points for sex! Outside! It's points for sex! Outside! Points for sex!
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Customers only, restrictions apply at $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV.
This is the Ticket.
Mike Young outproduced the entire Blue Jays lineup last night at AmeriQuest in a 4-2 Ranger win. This ticker brought to you by the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and the Dallas Auto Show. The Rangers shortstop went 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, and three RBIs. And manager Buck Showalter likes how Young can adjust to different pitchers around the league.
Mike's so consistent. You know, you see a night when he faces a real tough pitcher, and, you know, not that Lily isn't, but Mike, he makes adjustments from pitch to pitch, bat to bat, and he's not going to get beat with one pattern.
Ryan Dries picked up his first win of the year last night, throwing 8 dominant innings, allowing 2 runs, and Coco Cordero picked up his 4th save. As Texas evens the 4-game set with Toronto at 1 game apiece. Ryan Newman won his 3rd pole of the Nextel Cup season yesterday for tomorrow's Samsung Radio Shack 500 at the Texas Motor Speedway. He'll be alongside Jeremy Mayfield in row 1, row 2 as Casey Kane and Ricky Rudd, followed by Greg Biffle, Rusty Wallace, and Jeff Gordon. Today the Busch Series race goes down at 1 o'clock in the O'Reilly 300. And the Milwaukee Brewers signed ace Ben Sheets to a $38 million four-year extension yesterday. Last season, Sheets posted a 2.7 ERA and struck out 264 batters. The contract is the biggest in Brewers team history. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturdays from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Rangers post-game show, Diamond Talk, immediately following every weeknight Rangers home game, live from Humperdinck in Arlington and on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, 9:55, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is the station, the place, the Dallas Auto Show.
The reason?
North Texas Toyota dealers and their contest to give away a Tacoma truck, very nice truck. They start off with 23 contestants. They had to fill in some sort of a questionnaire, essay form, why they're worthy of trying to win the truck. And the bid is you got to keep your hand on the truck at all times, at least one hand on the truck at all times. Last one to survive doing that wins. You have 5 minutes of break per hour, 15 minutes per 8 hours, and they have 5 left out of 23.
How about that? Hey, I need to give a quick shout-out.
Yep.
Today is a special birthday for my wife.
Oh, yeah. How old is she?
My big one? I mean, sit there.
You know what? People that are squeamish about telling how old they are makes no sense to me.
Well, she's a big 4-0.
Well, that's, you know, I thought 30 was worse than 40 to me.
30 was worth 29 was the worst one for me because I knew it was imminent.
Well, but by 30, you kind of had to have your stuff together.
Yeah.
And by 40, you hopefully already do. So,
right.
Well, happy birthday, Amy.
Yep.
You need anything special?
I'll probably go to Sevy's tonight.
Hmm.
I don't have a reservation or anything, but it's our favorite non-steakhouse restaurant. And it ain't my birthday, so we're probably not going to eat steak.
Very nice. Well, happy birthday to her. Big 4-0. It's not that bad.
No. It is bad being married to the person who turned big 4. I'm sure I wasn't easy last year.
Really?
She's not easy this year.
Well, you're always a wreck. On our microphone right now
is not the rant.
Not yet. Might turn into it. Is my precocious 15-year-old son, Matt, who was nice enough to join me out here. I had to get him up early. He went to bed early, only 1:30 last night.
What were you doing at 1:30 last night?
Watching TV.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not IMing or anything like that?
Nope.
Who else was up at 1:30?
My buddy.
Everybody. Everybody. So, Matt is doing some scouting today, and it's not so much for me, it's for his own...
if you won the lottery,
world of no reality dream.
Right. If you won the lottery tomorrow,
yep,
or today, I guess, and you said, "Go ahead, Matt, pick out a car,"
and this is how he thinks his life should be.
Hey, real quick, Rick and Craig.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you send someone with a badge out to the Acura booth out front for Davey?
Can you go by the Acura booth? Okay, somebody's going out there.
Thank you.
Hey, boys.
Yes.
This is Corby, by the way.
Hi, Corby. You're from the ticket.
Whoa, stop it. I'm at the wrong location. I'm at Market Center.
Cobra.
Really?
You swear to God, look what I did. I walk up, I just park my car and walk, because it's where all the shows are. And
cool.
I walk into the back door and I was like, the guy's like, "Can I see your badge?" I was like, "I'm with the ticket radio station." You're all cocky, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, "The what?" He goes, "There's no radio station in here." And then I look in there, and it's the gun show.
This is what you were talking about earlier in the week.
Yes, so here I am. I looked in there. There's about a billion guns and about a billion soldiers of fortune running around.
How many gun shows do they have? They have one during the gun
show.
Almost
every week. Almost every week there's a gun and knife
show. How much ammo do you need? How many AK-47s do you really need in your arsenal?
We looked it up. There's a gun show every other week, 25 in the Metroplex throughout the year.
Man, we need to start a gun magazine.
You do.
See how many patrons we could get. All right,
anyway,
so you'll be here in about an hour?
Well, I'm like, what, 10 minutes away?
Yeah.
Okay, screw me. Where is it now?
Dallas Convention Center, right off Griffin.
Up in Grapevine.
Well, yeah. The convention center's huge.
Yeah, well, we're all the way in the back right where the Toyota display is.
All right. See you in a minute.
Okay, buddy. It's lovely Corby. Okay, so Matt did some scouting because he's got an unlimited bank account in his mind. Because nothing costs too much for him. So what were the most outrageous cars at the show that people are going to drool over?
Probably the Saline.
Now, what is that?
It's just like a really nice sports car.
I think it's a Lamborghini.
Yeah, it was right next to the Lamborghini showing.
Yeah. And on the ticket, what's wrong, Pete?
Actually, the Saline is... Chris Saline's a designer. He like does Mustangs and all these kind of...
He tricks up cars, right?
And he finally built his own just...
He has his own company.
Okay, yeah. He's like, what, 20? 15 years
old?
You
see, by the way, DeLorean died, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. I like that car.
I did, too.
It had something. I remember when people used to paint it.
It was infamous.
Because it was stainless steel.
Yeah, well, it's just... It will always be... It's immortal because of
cocaine
Back to the Future.
Yeah, and it was financed by cocaine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because when he was in...
Well, he got off of that.
Did he?
Yeah,
I'm sure he did.
A
lot of people get off on cocaine. Illegally, but they do. I remember when he used to be a big mucky-muck at GM. He was one of their shining lights, and he decided to branch off, start his own company. I remember one thing about the DeLorean... But that brushed chrome, it used to leave fingerprints like crazy.
So, Matt, at 15, do you remember what the DeLorean looked like?
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I've seen that movie a million times.
Yeah.
So what else was out there that caught your fancy that you think you're getting on your 16th birthday?
The Porsche.
Then you'll wake up.
Carrera GT.
The GT, which is, what, nearly 200, how much?
Just a couple hundred grand.
400.
It's 400?
In the 400.
We'll take out a second mortgage just for you.
Hyundai?
They got the Mercedes SLR McLaren.
Right.
That's about 440.
Right.
Wow.
Get you one of those.
Yeah, the new Beamers are looking really good, though.
Okay, so if you're...
AMC Gremlin?
You watch...
AMC Gremlin.
You and your homies watch...
That might be my next D&M car.
MTV Cribs and all that?
Yeah.
All right, so if you had that type of money,
uh-huh.
what would it be the three cars in your driveway?
I'd have a Carrera, Porsche Carrera GT. I'd probably have one of the Ferrari Spiders.
Right.
And a...
Hummer?
A Yugo?
No, I don't like the Hummers, really. I think they're pieces of...
No, you can't. Well, you can't say what you were going to say.
All of a sudden, Jason's got a hand on the dumb button.
I really just don't like it.
Wouldn't you want an SUV, though? Porsche Cayenne?
If I got an SUV, I really don't know which kind of I would get. I'd probably get a truck instead of
an SUV. How about a sedan to carry your friends around? You've got all two-seaters. Don't you need something a little bigger?
Limo? I don't know. I don't know what I would get.
So what is it?
Carry a fat chick.
Fat chick? It doesn't date fat chick.
Jason figures it's 10 o'clock, it's rant time. He's just throwing stuff in our ears.
Well,
I'm glad you did some scouting for me. So I'll probably have to either get the Celine or the McLaren.
Yeah.
And I'll put that in your, I'll put a nice bow on it.
Mm-hmm.
So make it nice and pretty for your 16th birthday.
Yeah, get a toy size one. Put it inside the Passat that you're going to give him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good.
How about that? We got one third of the rant.
Corby went to Market Hall.
He went to Market Hall?
Yeah.
What a moron.
Well, he thought, and then he walked in saying, hey, I'm with the ticket. And there's nothing but guns. Big guns.
Jack Davey.
So where's Gordon?
I talked to him about 5 minutes ago, and he was trying to find
waking
a place
up
to park.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it was pretty... I'm sure
I would definitely categorize this as a cluster for the rant.
Why?
Just because none of us
you'll start by 11?
None of us knew what we were doing getting here. I didn't have a badge, so I had to call and have somebody come up and let me in.
They didn't know who you were?
I tried to say I was
with the name drop.
I tried to say I was with the station. They're like, yeah, you need a
station
badge.
Failing.
Yeah,
no name recognition anymore.
Sure. Next Davey.
All right. So what do you guys got in store when you guys start at 11:30?
You want to stick around with you for next segment?
Sure, if you don't mind.
Right.
Coming up next.
You want to listen to the Tiger fart again?
Wait, he too.
That was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
No, just this past week at the Masters.
He did?
Yeah. Jason, do you have that?
Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
Is it really hard to park?
What are you still doing on the phone? Get going over here.
Dude, what do you think I'm doing? I'm on Woodall Rogers right now.
I parked in the underground garage, but I think there's probably parking out front.
You see, most people in the world have instant messaging. They can talk to their friends. Corby just gets on the hotline.
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll see in about 30 minutes.
So they wouldn't let you in without a badge?
No.
Hey.
I got this big email, Dave. You got the same one saying, "Oh, we'll put your badges in your mailbox at work." And I got nothing. Nobody ever gave me a badge to get in there. How'd you guys get a badge?
Be nice to our promotion staff. We don't have one either.
We got here at 7:30, and nobody was open. We just walked in.
Hey,
some guy didn't want to let us in, but then he recognized Rick Arnett from SI.com.
I can tell you, Rick, I was shocked because I went on before the Masters to SI.com, and it was like, it was so weird because I saw your picture, you know, and it didn't really register. I was like, oh, there's Rick. And then I started reading something. I was like, Rick?
You thought it was an advertisement for me?
Like, what the hell?
Like a little banner advertisement with a stupid face on there?
Corby, we've had our TV debut today at 5 o'clock on this golf show, and where the
golf Texas stuff,
where the golf gadget police, you need to see this because he looks like the angriest man in the history of ever.
What channel is this?
It'll be on right after the Heritage on CBS, channel 11.
Is this the Tim Matthews thing?
No, the Brad Wright one.
Oh, Brad Wright's doing it.
He hosts it. So we're
the golf gadget police. They show us on bobblehead dolls, and you look at me, and I'm all happy, and Rick just looks like...
I look like I'm trying to break one off.
He looks so angry.
I mean, I look like I'm in dire pain or something going on, but...
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see how that all goes. TV is, I think, is kind of a whip.
Yeah, TV, it makes you look weird.
Well, you got to think about too many things. It's radio, we could be doing whatever, but TV shows,
right,
every flaw, every wart, and the older you get, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I've only had the opportunity to do one TV thing, and it was only because Corby couldn't do it. It was the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader audition.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's this weekend,
like,
by the way.
Seven or eight years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was for, you know, the Irving Community Access Cable. And I co-hosted it with some former cheerleader, you know, former from back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, she's all done up and all the girls are all done up. And, you know, I didn't wear any makeup and I didn't have any good clothes at the time. So I just threw together whatever I could find.
Right.
Some, you know, ugly mustard-colored Chess King shirt and a silk tie.
And a Chess King
still in business?
No.
And I looked like, I had my longer hair at the time. And
right.
I looked like a grease factory under those hot lights. Just my face was so oily and my hair was so greasy.
You know what I don't understand are the people that do these AM morning shows on TV, like Good Morning Texas and all this, when they're getting up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and they actually have to look presentable.
Right.
Whereas, you know, like George and Craig and Gordon can come in looking like S, and it doesn't matter, and nobody's the worse for it.
The thing is, though, I mean, those people that do those morning shows, I mean, it's radio-wise, you have 4 hours of talking. In television, you know, I mean, an hour or two, and you got segments here and there where you're not on. And I mean, that's the thing about radio is, you know, like Dale's on for 10 minutes, you know, 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
A week?
Yeah, basically a week. And, you know, gets paid $55 million. And the radio guys, you're on for 4 hours every day. It's ridiculous.
That's a good point.
That's an excellent point. It would have been a better point if you were here in front of us saying that. Where are you now, by the way, as we get an update?
Field and Young. I'm staring at the
You're close.
Center.
It's
getting close.
Okay, I predict 10:35 by the time you walk up
Did
to our
booth. Did you pay the park, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, it's $10.
Holy crap. I have $2 in my wallet.
Yeah, show them your badge.
God dang it.
You got a ticket t-shirt in the trunk? That works.
Yep, there you go.
What'd you pay, Dave?
I paid $8 to park in the underground parking.
God, I paid $10. I paid
Holy
$10.
Holy crap.
You have $2?
I have $4.
All right, what are you driving? Somebody go out to Field and Griffin.
And bring Corby
$5.
Prepay? You prepay?
Yes.
Oh, man.
What are you driving?
Just go
we'll get
home.
Somebody. We'll get a P1 to help you out.
Just,
there's no way.
Just go home and do it from a landline.
Oh, man.
All right, maybe 10:45. Go hit up a bum on the street.
Why
don't you do that? Go on the street. Go on the street corner and say how long it takes you to get $4 for parking.
No, just ask a homeless guy. Say, hey, dude, I will pay you $20 in 2 hours for $10 right now.
Well, see, I'm not doing that. Oh, there's a freaking meter. Score.
But you got no change.
I think I have a dime. I'll take the ticket. I'll get the ticket. I don't care.
All right, well, check back in.
You think, if he gets the ticket, you think he can expense that?
No.
But
he will,
because
he's Corby. All right, 10:09 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
When we come back, let's see if we can find that secret Tiger audio from the Masters.
Ah, the fart one.
Yeah.
Good.
This is The Ticket, KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. It's grounded or
pounded. When you hit the ball, knock it out of the park.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. A place where P1s have a chance to put their balls in play.
Play ball!
Listen to Donovan Miller every morning at 7:35 for that day's Secret Ranger. And win the call in on the one ball line.
Here's the pitch.
Ring for the fences and win.
A spot at Rangers Fantasy Camp, 42-inch plasma TV, a trip to Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park, and Cooperstown. Or a 2005 Grubbs Nissan Xterra.
It's grounded or pounded. Brought to you by Grubbs.
Hey, Miller Man.
Oh, Ribby, what's the matter?
I'm just pretty depressed.
Because Tech lost?
Yep. And I didn't do too much to help us win, and I'm just so depressed. I removed my own feeding tube this morning.
That's awful, Ribby.
Yeah.
Well,
so dumb. Damn, I'm so dumb.
Well, no.
Nothing to help the team.
I think your friend Bob Knight put you in an uncomfortable position because you're not really a coach.
cheer me up, Junior. Love me. There's no one in this earth that loves me.
Well, you're in Albuquerque. I don't know if I can help you too much.
Well, tell me a pleasant story. Tell me about the rabbits again.
All right, the little bunny rabbits hop all over the place and have fun.
That's not a funny story. Tell me something funny.
Well, I don't really have anything.
Give me a joke, like a jumper cable. Walks into a bar and the bartender says, I'll serve you, but don't start anything. It's not funny.
Well, you're the funny guy.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Well, you're the funny guy. You're the comedian.
All right. How about this one? How does a woman like a condom?
How?
Don't spend more time in your wallet than on your so-and-so. How do you circumcise a hillbilly?
How?
Kick a sister in the jaw. Come on. Tell me something like that to cheer me up, Junior.
Why are you keeping your voice down? Are you still rooming with Bobby?
Oh, I'm just depressed, man.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't stand. There's not a lot left for me. But this motherfucker is in the other room.
Oh, really?
He is pissed at me.
Bobby Knight's pissed at you?
Oh, my gosh. He's so pissed. Hold on. Let me see if he'll pick up the phone and talk to you. Bobby! Bobby! Pick up the phone! Pick up the phone!
Yeah.
Hey, is this Bob Knight?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to come on and,
Drop Page Radio.
Hey, is this Bob Knight?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to come on and, you know, talk about how Remy kind of messed us up.
Okay, well, what happened? Because we were at the charity challenge. We didn't really get to see much of the game.
Well, he was drunker than Dennis Hopper in Hoosier.
Oh, no. Remy.
I fell off the wagon.
Remy.
I just,
I wasn't close stepping it right.
I just kind of don't think that's a good thing to do. And, Remy?
Yeah?
You just kind of need to find another way of living.
Hey, please don't find me, Coach. I promise I'll dry out, I'll get better, I'll help you better, and I just love working with you, Coach. I never graduated college until I worked with you.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
I never graduated college until I worked with you.
It's interesting. I think one way to make yourself feel better is sing.
Oh, no.
All right, well, what contemporary song would you like to sing?
Join with me, Remy. Let's sing something like Away in a Manger. Here comes Santa Claus.
You know, I don't think those are the words, Coach.
How about this old man, he played four. He played knick-knack on my door.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
Yeah, something.
Just kind of put that in there.
Maybe you're going to sing to cheer up the general?
I don't sing. I'm the joke man in our vaudeville act. You know that we're actually
in a Santa Claus all the time.
We actually performed at a nightclub here.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm George Zimmer. At Men's Warehouse, we think bigger guys deserve a bigger selection.
Hi, my name is Walter Connor, and I just bought a suit today at the Men's Warehouse, and I was waited on by a man by the name of Shannon Jones, and I just wanted to relay what a tremendous experience it was for me. I have a very hard time buying suits. I wear a size 50 jacket with a size 40 waist. Mr. Jones gave me a choice of 8 different styles, 8 different colors, different manufacturers, and put together shirt and tie combinations. I want to say that it was the best experience I've ever had buying a suit, and then they even let my 2-year-old daughter play some ping pong at one of the tables they had set up. My experience could not have been better. Thank you.
Big and tall sizes at every Men's Warehouse location. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. 15 Dallas area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
You know.
Yeah, something.
Just got to put that in there.
Maybe you're going to sing to cheer up the general?
I don't sing. I'm the joke man in our vaudeville act. You know that we're actually
in a Santa Claus all the time.
We actually perform at a nightclub here.
Do you?
Yeah. He does. He comes up and he does his songs, and I do jokes in between and kind of get him in and out of his Christmas numbers.
Uh-huh. Here comes the reindeer. Here comes the reindeer. Ho, ho, ho.
What do you call a prostitute with a runny nose?
Hmm.
Full. Hit it, Bobby.
Here comes the reindeer. Here comes Albert the backward ass reindeer.
What's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
What?
A pickpocket snatches watches. Hey, Bobby!
Look out for Christmas! Look out for Christmas!
Well, what a good act. No wonder Texas Tech lost last night to West Virginia. Radio.
I-4. The Ticket. Ticket, ticket!
Shane Hopard, Pedro Estacio, and Ryan Dries have all gotten the Rangers into the seventh in three consecutive outings. The sticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and Speed Zone. Tonight, the Rangers look for another quality start, this time from lefty Kenny Rogers. Toronto counters with 24-year-old left-hander Gustavo Chacin, who is 2-0 with a 2.45 ERA, and Ranger hitters like Mark Teixeira know very little about the Jays starter.
Don't know anything about him. We'll look at the scouting report tomorrow, look at some video, but right now he's new to us.
First pitch goes down tonight at AmeriQuest Field in Arlington at 7:05. You can see the game on KDFI 27. Today, the Busch Series race at the Texas Motor Speedway gets underway at 1 o'clock with the O'Reilly 300. 24-year-old Shane Meal starts in the one spot, and he feels like he's got a shot today.
2 years ago, I was in half the equipment I'm in now and ran third, so I think we got a shot. It's going to be hard to beat Mark Martin. Mark Martin is by far one of the best race car drivers to ever strap a helmet on, and if I could be half the race car driver Mark Martin was, I think I might have a chance.
Today's race can be seen on Fox 4, and third round play is underway at the MCI Heritage in South Carolina. Darren Clark is your leader after two rounds at 12-under with back-to-back 65s on Thursday and Friday. He's six shots up on Peter Lennard and Patrick Sheehan. Our next Ticket Ticker comes up at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturdays from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 10:19 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, broadcasting live at the Dallas Auto Show. That's the name of it, right?
And it's at the Dallas Convention Center, not Market Hall, as Corby thought.
Not at Market Hall. It's not at all at Market Hall right now.
And we're here for the Texas Toyota dealers?
Yeah, North Texas Toyota dealers.
North Texas Toyota dealers.
Right?
Yes.
And if you looked over there, there's still five people with their hand on a car, on the Ford Tacoma truck.
Oh, really?
Texas,
over in the corner.
The Toyota
Ford Tacoma truck. You're talking about the Toyota Tacoma truck?
Did I say Ford?
Yeah. He did, but that's all right.
But it is full size, is it not?
Full size, and five people. This has now gone on for 65 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the deal.
I want to go get a look at these people.
Well, maybe you could take the wireless.
I don't think so.
Hands on a hard body.
Yeah. Well, it's not a hard body, it's a Tacoma.
Seriously, how long could you guys last?
Or what's a hard body?
A Nissan. It was the old Nissan pickup.
Nissan yeah. Hard body?
Yeah.
Was the name of it?
I think.
I don't think so. I thought hard body was kind of a generic term for a truck.
Yeah, maybe so. But that movie was about a Nissan deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Two chicks. Three guys, two chicks are left.
Yeah?
So
they were here overnight. They had a security person overseeing them.
Yep. Yeah, each of them have a handler.
Yeah, they each have a friend there.
Or a helper.
Bringing them food, water.
Massaging their feet.
But you can't see
Mountain Dew bottle.
You can't sit down. You have to stand the rule. The entire time. 5 minutes an hour is nothing. 15 minutes for 8 hours is nothing.
But you're getting a free truck. You should have to pay the price.
Well, you do when you have to pay the taxes on it.
That's right.
You
know,
He paid for it.
Don't mention that.
Oh.
On the ticket.
But it's a great promotion.
So you have to pay what? Like, is it 33%? You just pay the standard?
If you're in my tax bracket, no, higher than that. no, I don't know what you pay.
Or is it a gift tax?
I think it's a gains gift tax.
Is
it's
it?
Gains tax, yeah.
So
it's like a capital gain.
So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you have,
sure.
Like on a $30,000 truck, you'd pay $10,000
in
taxes? Income.
Probably.
Is it counted just as straight income?
And that's a, we need
I don't
a,
know.
What kind of interest rate can you get financing $10,000?
Financing your taxes?
Yeah, financing your taxes.
I don't know. You put it on your credit card one time. What did it charge you?
Well, I think it was at 19.9%.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember that.
That's still one of my favorite
stories.
That was
the same. That was the same year that I put the down payment on my car on my credit card.
You know, this is the crazy part is I go to the bank yesterday, deposit a check, and the teller's trying to cross sell me into going into a 6-month CD because you can get a great interest rate of 2.5%. That just seems so. Why bother?
Well, some money markets are close to 2%, aren't they?
But I'm just saying back. You know, 10 years ago, you could get 12%, whatever. 2% seems like a waste of time to me.
Hey, I bought my second new car of my lifetime over this week.
What'd you buy? Are we allowed to ask?
No, I'll tell you. I bought the Volvo, the SUV.
Oh, okay.
XC90.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's not much of a contract to do because I had to sign it over to them.
they
retreat it direct,
straight,
yeah.
They
we just
the
rerouted.
Yeah.
We rerouted the ACH direct deposit right into their account.
Norm help you out on that?
Huh?
Did Norm help you out on that?
Well, I'd known the guy at Volvo of Dallas.
Idiot.
But Norm could
have greased that wheel a little bit, couldn't he?
Believe me, this was as greased as it could get. And they don't get cheap, you know.
No,
it's not like the old days when cars were marked up, you know, 50% or something.
Right.
I mean, the margin on cars is not that much anymore.
At average, it's 15%.
But they start higher.
It's all about volume.
Yeah.
What?
It's all about volume.
No,
Gordon.
Volvo.
Volume.
Look, you made it.
There's Corby.
Corby looks like an old woman today.
He does. They're all hunched over. And...
Cobra! Way I walk.
I think
he's got osteoporosis.
Cobra.
I walk hunched over.
So where'd you park?
Did you get a ticket yet?
No, I paid $2 worth of meter parking, so.
You're kidding me.
Did you get a homeless guy to change your dollar?
I paid $8 to park up under Dallas. and then I've had to pay $10 to get in here.
You had to pay to get in?
I'm $18 down so far.
When the ticket takers, I was walking through and I was on my phone trying to figure out where I was, and they were like, excuse me. I was like, just check.
Yeah, man, Corby Davidson, I'm just going to go through
here. I just kept walking. They were like, well, okay.
Wasn't worth tackling you and wrestling your $10.
No, I was like, I'll be right back.
You owe me $10.
Yeah.
This can be a big
expense. You got your business card on your shirt.
I know. Yeah, I heard this was mentioned today that you're not supposed to wear ticket gear if you work at the station.
Why that?
What?
I guess Bob and Dan did a segment on it.
What?
What?
Somebody emailed them saying that they saw me wearing a ticket hat.
Down on Greenville.
Down on Greenville.
Yeah.
And that made, I guess it was in the segment, gay or not gay.
Mm-hmm.
So is that gay to wear ticket gear if you've worked for the station?
Wearing ticket gear when you're not at work.
Wearing ticket gear when you're not
at
work.
Well, why would you wear it at work?
I don't know, where George and Craig could see me.
Hey, I work for the ticket.
Hey, guys, you see this? I got a ticket T-shirt. You know where you can get one? I'll tell you.
So they're saying it's gay to... When you're going out to the mall or going out to the restaurant or whatever, wearing ticket gear.
So it's gay to be proud of the place you work at.
Yourself.
Right.
I don't buy that.
I guess I usually don't. The only ticket
I wear that
I, have,
I wear that shirt. The
see,
long
I think
sleeve,
I
like
only wear the stuff that I really like. I like this long sleeve ticket shirt that I've got on right now.
Right.
And the cap that I was wearing was I think when we played like a charity softball or baseball game or something.
Like 8 years ago.
You remember it just has one cursive T on the front of it, and it's a fitted cap.
Yeah,
it's not
the adjustable fitted, like it's the flex fit.
That's a good
flex
look hat.
Yeah,
it's a good look hat.
It's a great hat. It's the best hat we ever had.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
And so I was wearing that.
Yeah, some guy emailed all of us about that.
Now, if you wear your Expo jersey to the Gypsy Tea Room, then...
Or to any concert in general.
Right.
So you can get closer.
What's your Expo jersey?
Expo used to do that. He would wear his shirt that said Expo on the back of it, his hockey jersey.
Oh.
So he could, hey, he'd wear it to Stars games, hook me up,
wear it to the tea room.
You have a hamburger?
I don't know if I would wear anything with my name on it. That and the ticket logo.
Right.
Or I work at the ticket, my name is this t-shirt.
But it is. It
or
has,
name tag.
But it has been deemed gay officially by Bad Radio.
I don't know. I don't know what the end vote was. Rick, you're their producer. What happened?
Rick works for SI.
I'm absolving.
Yeah, boy, he's got bigger fish to fry.
But like it's
that
no
was a,
secret
that
we were
quantum leap from Bad Radio Whipping Boy to SI.com. Congratulations.
What do they pay? Are you getting over a million?
Million five.
It's too bad that you're finally getting your career on track so near death, but...
Yeah, as I hit my grandpa down.
His child is over here.
Yeah, he's scarred. He doesn't want to be fatherless.
That's
getting,
your kid?
He's getting his wheel.
Wow.
You let him.
So I
get big time. You're both in director's chairs.
How long will it take before he leaves the magazine?
Before Rick leaves the magazine?
Yeah.
Like
now
Strictly SI?
Yeah.
I like the magazine.
A week.
A week? I got a week? All right, then you're ready.
No, maybe it'll be a bloodless coup and Rick will take over the magazine from you.
Ooh. Hey, with what he's getting paid by SI, could happen.
You'll be working for him.
No, I like the whole deal.
Like everybody, all the employees at Avid Golfer come into Craig's office like with their guns held, get out.
Yeah, as long as they write me a check, it's fine.
It's time.
I don't think the .com gig is that. I mean, that won't sustain you, will it?
No, it's just fun. It's just different.
You get paid by the word or paid by the
beat? I just like it because it's pictures up there.
Oh, really?
Are you on staff? Or you get paid per contribution?
Yeah, it's a weekly column.
Okay.
Million a week.
Weekly column.
But it has to be your picture.
It's
because I guarantee you, whatever it is, it looks like an age-progressed, computer-generated picture that
exactly.
The police would release.
Exactly. The only thing is...
I think it was
this man hasn't been seen in 12 years.
The only thing
projected what he looks like today.
Pretty cool is you get some pretty wild emails from around the world. That's kind of neat. I get some from like...
Oh, I get some of those, too.
Like compositioning?
Like Greenland.
Saying that they need my desperate, urgent help. They need $12 million.
I'm the ambassador in Nigeria, and I have this big bank account in Chicago. If you just go in there and get it. But we need your account number in order to access our account number.
I think that's a good deal.
That's got to work, though, doesn't it?
Boy, look how small she is. She's the mommy? How about that?
Don't you think that works, though? That bit works on somebody?
No. Well, old people.
It has to. It has to work. If it's there's like a million different ones.
Why are old people, they should,
stupid, be dead?
Well, you guys are awful.
What?
See, because while you were contacted by the Prince of Nigeria,
yeah.
I actually won a multinational lottery in Europe.
Now, you had to give what of yours to win that lottery, though?
Somehow my name
free
was...
Free credit just, card account.
Well, yeah, I think...
I must have dropped my business card into a multinational lottery.
You have won. But why are old people so susceptible to all those scams?
Because they're dumb.
Why? When you're old,
they're obviously dumb.
You're not going to be dumb.
They're obviously dumb, or how else they get old?
But shouldn't you be a little more aware at that point? You've been through all the scams.
Yes.
You've been roped by a million people.
You did the pyramid scheme in college.
Yes.
You know?
I didn't go to college.
By the way...
I know college, man.
I was thumbing through the D magazine. I know this is kind of old news, but you know the...
Oh, I have that Double D magazine.
No.
That thing's great.
Yeah, it's
which
awesome.
Which one are you talking
about? D as Dallas magazine.
Oh, okay.
Double D's.
And it was the 100 biggest homes in Dallas, or 100 most expensive homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, home number 20...
Where was Jordan's at?
You were like 102. You just missed the cut, I think.
No.
Big time.
But I think it was like...
I live in a smaller house than any of you jokers.
Homes number 28 and 32 were guys about our age, and
they're like
in their
33.
30s. And they were both founders of multi-level marketing companies.
Yeah.
Dump that.
Got it.
What are you doing?
He
has a little rain cloud.
Coat just spilled.
Great.
Oh, look at that.
What is that?
He was about to swallow a balloon heroin drug, and it broke all over
him. I've never seen more crap happen to one person than him.
What is that, Craig?
Craig? That's one of,
like one of those
stress things we give away.
Little squeeze.
Craig Rosengarten.
He exploded it all over his groin
and said the F word.
Instead of the other way around.
Oh,
he had
my
the curse.
Gosh.
What?
You've ruined your life.
Yeah, I'm going to...
See, I think
you're
he's about to... He's about to do a Godzilla line of Coke and then go look at Porsches.
This is awesome. This is the best day of my life. 0.1 seconds.
Powder and Porsches.
0 to 60 is 0.1, man.
I'm not gonna, you should enter that contest. You're not going to be sleeping for a week.
I bet you $1 million I can beat this Porsche.
On foot.
Dang it.
That's unfortunate, Craig.
Fired up.
Explain that to your kids.
Craig Rosengarten.
When you go home with Coke all over your lap.
Right. Happy 40th, honey. I already celebrated early.
Today your 40th?
No, my wife.
Oh. What are you like? You're like 45, aren't you?
No, I'm 41.
Oh, man.
Think so.
You only got her beat by a year.
Yeah.
She'll catch up to you.
What's in there anyway? What are we passing off? What are we passing off?
It looks like some sort of fiber supplement.
It looks like the fake drug scandal drugs.
I can't believe that happened.
The ground up sheetrock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it does look like.
Does it? That's what I call it.
What?
We gotta go.
Do we?
Gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go clean up.
So I guess I never got to the Tiger audio, but it was funny.
Why don't y'all wait and we'll play the Tiger audio next?
I can stay. You have to go, don't you?
I don't have to go. I have to go clean up.
No, stay like that.
No. Here, we're getting the garbage can. Next.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is on the juice. Broadcasting on 1310 AM and 104.1 FM, north of 635 in Denton and Collin Counties.
Asking me or any other player to answer questions about who took steroids will not solve the problem.
Get your fix of breaking sports news first, guaranteed, with The Ticket Ticker Sports Update at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour. Dallas Sports Worth All Original, all sports, all the time, roided out.
Door on 13, cause Leon's no partner of mine. My producer is Frito. That's who I chose. Well, it might look Roman, but I got a Polack nose. Norman, Norman, betting is your life. If your debt gets any bigger, they'll kidnap your wife. Someone called Frito. He's working on your website.
The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
He's working on your website. Now can't you try and understand? He's a sports talking geek. I make less than a year, then he loses in a week. Look at Frito and that poodle. They're cuddling cheek to cheek. I was a college athlete, a big white stiff. I've been talking sports a lot longer than you. Well, you can find me at the track, or maybe down in Peru. Norman, Norman, you dress like a frog.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Norman, Norman, you dress like a slob. It seems you forced Frazier Maxwell out of a job. You like Preston Dodge and Ramjack and a steakhouse called Bob's. Norman, Norman, it's been 25 years. It's a wonder that you still buy all your clothes from Sears. Why's your bookie rich? I think the answer's pretty clear. I've got an idea. Listen to what I say. I'll do a segment called Who Is? And ditch the question of the day. But now I'm here at the Ticket. I wonder why you guys swear.
The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Why you guys swear.
Well, Norm, we're all wondering why you ride around with a stuffed bear. Norman, Norman, you dress like a slob. It seems your voice sprays your Maxwell out of a job. You like Preston, Dodge, and Ramjack in a steakhouse called Bob's. Norman, Norman, it's been 25 years. It's a wonder that you still buy all your clothes from Sears. Why's that book of yours, Rich? I think the answer's pretty clear. Norm. Norm. A big fat Norm. Norm.
Radio. Drop Page Radio.
I'm Sean Bass. The rotation leads the way for Texas. We'll talk about it next on the Ticket Picker.
Hey, Corby.
How's it going, Gordon?
My name's... Okay.
One thing
I was going to be Sam.
One thing that you can't find out here at the auto show, not to really put the auto show down, it's pretty kick-ass out here, but I can promise you they don't... Well, there's a Nissan over there, but do they have what Grubbs Nissan has, which is a brand new 05 Altima for $159 a month on a two-year lease? I highly doubt you can walk over there to the Nissan people. I mean, you can give it a shot, but, you know, I doubt they can. But it's $159 a month on a two-year lease, only $1,500 down. Also on an 05 Xterra, they got that for $299 a month.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 39-month lease, $1,500 down
hey,
as well.
Corby.
Grubbs,
you know who I am.
Grubbs, is, hang on. Grub fetus.
Grub,
what?
Grub just
looked. I was just going to say I'm a little bit of my mom. My mom bought me a...
Craig,
bought,
hang on.
Okay.
Grubbs Fetus. Grubbs is located off 183 in the Norwood exit in beautiful Bedford, Texas. It's family-owned, and that's why they can make those deals like $159 a month on an 05 Altima.
You're thinking
a
womb.
You're thinking like an Altima. Is that a piece of crap? No.
What?
Check it out.
Good. Wow, boy, that's a good copy point.
Well, I'm saying, you're thinking $159 a month. Does it even have wheels on it? It's absolutely a wonderful car. Go online, check out the Altima if you own a computer.
That's the best
if you're rich enough to have a computer.
Hey, Corby, I'm grabbing
a yeah, I know. I know. $159 a month on a two-year lease on an 05 Altima. Check it out at Grubbs, located 183, the Norwood exit in Bedford.
Tell him Peterson, just...
Don't.
P1 Ticket Head Card offers are back. Receive great P1 discounts from our P1 clients, such as Deli's News 2, Lone Star Coney, Expect Tech, P.D. Johnson's Deli, The Great Outdoors, and State Street Spirit. A message from Sports Radio 13th and The Ticket. Dallas-Fort Worth Ticket.
Ticket Ticket!
Ranger fans are used to the offense carrying the team, but so far this season, the rotation has been the team's most stable component. Kenny Rogers tries to make it four consecutive quality starts for the rotation tonight against Toronto, and shortstop Mike Young is feeling good about the staff.
You know, our starting pitching has done a great job. As long as we go out there and continue to improve offensively and make sure we make some good adjustments, we're going to explode at any time.
The Ranger lineup will have to deal with the 2-0 Gustav Chassin tonight at 7:05. With a win, the Rangers can get back to .500 at 6-6. The Dallas Mavericks have only three games left in the regular season before the playoffs. The team has another day off today before heading out west tomorrow to take on Kobe and the Lakers at the Staples Center at 2:30. And head coach Avery Johnson isn't taking it easy over the final three.
We're not going to be arrogant and say it doesn't matter. It matters to how we finish the season, and mainly finishing the season playing strong defense. I like to continue to have these games where other teams only score 90 points. That's good for us.
And yesterday, Ryan Newman won his 30th pole of his NASCAR career for tomorrow's Samsung Radio Shack 500 at the Texas Motor Speedway. Newman had a top speed at 192 miles per hour. Dodge earned the top three spots with Jeremy Mayfield finishing second and Casey Kane finishing third. The green flag drops tomorrow afternoon at noon. You can see it on Fox 4. Ticket Ticker service of Metabolife. Here's good news. Metabolife Energy is back. New Metabolife Extreme Energy is coming soon to a store near you. Maximize your potential with Extreme Energy. It's from Metabolife, the brand you trust. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturdays from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The
biggest day of Norm's year is Saturday, April 23rd, and it starts at 10 a.m. when we cover the NFL draft the way the draft should be covered. Live from New York, Valley Ranch, and the Mothership on Maple. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 10... Okay, the big hand. Okay, it's 41.
Yeah.
10:41 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to Gordon Keith. I'm here with a lot of my broadcast buddies. I know you like to tune in and listen to what I have to say. But I brought along Dave and Corby with me today. I also got Craig Rosengarten and Rick Arnett with me. We're at the Dallas Auto Show, Dallas Convention Center.
Jen Davey.
Stop by and see us. It's worth the price of admission just to see all the cars, and they got some fancy ones.
Well, that's
up
the,
there.
That's the whole point of admission is
yeah.
to see all the cars.
What do you think they're coming here for?
It's really
worth it to come by and check out the cars when you're in here.
To come to the auto show to check out the cars.
Yeah, don't just come to the auto show to meet people.
Hey, what do you think?
To network.
What do you think those gals make that
the spokes model?
The yeah. What do you think they make?
Man, they're all women. First off.
Are they?
Yeah, I've seen when I walked through here, it was all girls. There's a girl right there.
Not bad, by the way.
No, the ones
rotating
the ones
in the
bar.
Gowns.
Yeah. No, are you talking about the ones that actually talk and say the 1990?
The 1990 Isuzu Brat.
You'll love it.
What do you think they make an hour?
Eight.
Isuzu Brats?
Yeah.
When did they stop making the Brats? That didn't even make it to the 90s.
No, that was
mid-80s.
Mid-80s.
When was Joe Isuzu?
That was 90s, early 90s.
They brought it back, I think, in the 90s.
What a great ad campaign.
So the Brat had two rear-facing seats in the bed.
Did they even have seat belts? Or
that
were
safe?
You thrown clear whenever there was
I don't think you need seat belts because they just assume you're going to hit from the front and the force. The inertia is just going to carry you forward, and you're already in the seat. So.
Yeah.
There have been some wild car designs out there that you go through all those public, you know, case studies.
What is Rick talking about?
I'm just talking about you spent a lot of money, and there's been some major failed bits as far as cars go.
All right, like what? The Edsel?
The Edsel, the Thing.
What's
Tucker,
the one?
Kind of ridiculous.
The Tucker?
You know, I like the Thing.
No,
there was
you
a,
didn't.
No, I'm serious.
I like
when
it,
When I was, like,
would you buy
3 years old, this family had one of those VW Things.
Right. How old were you?
Like 3.
That's hot.
Well, there is a hot element to it because even at the age of 3, I was, like, so smitten with this other girl. Her name was Ashley.
How old
was
she?
3. She's my age. And it's so weird how you can have, like, crushes on people when you're that age. Did you ever have, like, young crushes that weren't...
Now is she, like, 12?
I hope not. So she aged at the same rate I did. She didn't enter some sort of deep space program.
Time worm.
Hello, Gordon.
She's 3 and a half now, and I'm 48. So and they had a VW Thing, and I thought that was the coolest car ever.
Did you make out the Thing with her, or what?
No, we were 3, Rick. So I know you're in your director's chair right now, but I appreciate you keeping it clean.
By the way, did you guys get the email that we were copied on
keeping it PG-13?
Keeping this thing PG-13 today.
The private email that was sent in her office, yes. I think we all got that.
Well, that wasn't public?
I didn't get the copy.
No, it didn't go to our P1 database.
Oh, we didn't get that memo.
Have we crossed?
Yeah. I mean, as long as your son's still here enjoying the program, I guess that we're doing okay.
Yeah. Look at this cap he's wearing. Why do you have to look like retarded Huck Finn when you wear your cap? He's got it off to its side.
Because that's the look these days.
Really? That yeah. they can't align things?
No. You got off. It's got to.
There you go.
It's the Cribs look.
And then, you know, the bill is supposed to shield you from the sun, but they'll crimp them down
right.
to where they're absolutely folded up.
Where it only protects your nose.
Yeah, just protects your nose.
Usually with a fish
like
hook in it or something like that.
So let's listen to the Tiger stuff.
Okay.
You guys have to go.
Yeah, you guys haven't heard the Tiger stuff, and y'all work on some station doing a golf show. Yeah.
Our station.
Yeah, is it?
This one,
yeah,
allegedly.
So Tiger Woods had a problem at Bighorn. Where was this?
The
first
Bighorn.
One?
This
yeah.
was the match play thing that they did a couple years ago.
Right, right.
And we got audio from that, in which clearly Tiger's microphone is open, and you hear him honk his body. So
honk his body.
Yes, and it was so audible. So take a listen. This one happened when? A couple years ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
British
watching.
Open.
I remember that one. That one I've heard. Yeah, I remember that one.
And they didn't make any reference to it. Tirico or those guys just blew right past it. I would have said something.
I've never heard that.
You never heard that one?
No.
Okay, now then let's fast forward to the Masters just this past week.
Yeah, Tiger won that.
Yeah, he did. Good job. Congratulations to Tiger. And I didn't get a chance to catch any of the Masters.
None?
No.
I watched every minute
of
it.
I forgot it was on.
You missed a good show. It was pretty decent.
So I hadn't heard about this, and what strikes me as odd is that I only got one email on this. One guy emailed me and said, hey, Gordon, did you watch the Masters, and did you see Tiger when he was on the third round? It was the eighth hole when he blew funny, and it was clearly audible on the broadcast.
Funny.
And I'm like, yeah, you probably heard that wrong. You know, you're the only email I've got on this. And he goes, all right, well, I'll get the audio for you. So he sends me a link for the audio, and it's from the Masters website.
Masters.org.
Their official website that has clips, you know, of highlights of the rounds. And there it was. He said, click on the second link or whatever, and it has Tiger on the
and
eighth hole.
And it's still up there, right? Because you have it
still up
through your website.
Yeah, if you go to GordonKeith.com, you can click on Tiger blowing funny at the Masters, and it'll take you to where you need to go.
Duck.
And so you guys listen to it and see if this P1 and I are not hearing it wrong.
Is it after a swing?
Yeah. Tiger Woods' second shot. He was behind the trees right yesterday. 265 to the hole today.
Yeah.
I don't think the line was good. Just chopped it up the hill. You have the similar shot that Vijay just executed. I mean, across
isn't
the
that
ridge.
Amazing?
And that is not doctored.
Not doctored.
I'm sure people are going to believe that we played just one of our ticket fart drops over it.
And no, Oosterhaus, who's the commentator there, didn't say anything.
Play it one more time. You.
Back to eight. Tiger Woods' second shot. He was behind the trees right yesterday. 265 to the hole today.
Yeah.
I didn't think the line was good. Just chopped it up the hill.
Oh, you know, there's an article in SI from a couple weeks ago about his.
Did Rick write it?
No,
Tiger's fart.
In the real SI, are you part of that now or just a
no?
No,
website? Okay.
He's not a real SI employee.
I'm failed. Well, it's talking about the guy who designs his golf balls. That Chinese guy.
Uh-huh. Oh, now please.
Good article.
It's called Mexican American, sir.
Not really.
No.
You're a dickhead.
That's a good article.
They're talking about Tiger walking down the fairway with this guy and another guy that
right.
says someone exploded. We're not going to tell you who.
He's big on that. That's comic humor for think him. He does that around Ellen?
I bet he does.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're losing our speakers. We're whistling feet.
We're losing our speakers.
Yeah, that's comedy. I like that. That's good for him.
Do you think
he meant to do that, though?
He ought to make more of a production of it.
Hang on, guys!
Do it in concert with the fist pump.
You know what? I could see him doing that on the swing.
Yeah, I know, because he swings so hard.
He's exerting.
Right.
Just do a squat.
Like everything starts flying around.
He's exerting
when
he and excreting at the same time.
So gross.
You know what? Probably makes him a better golfer. Keep
how's
him less
that?
Tense. Because when you're all puckered up, and you know how it is when you get all
you know when
up.
When I get home today.
In a public setting. And you
when I get home today, I'm going to get a mason jar and bottle one and put it on eBay and claim it was Tiger's Masters fart.
Tiger's essence?
Oh, my
weird.
Gosh. Claim you saw Jerry Shaw in the station.
What?
God. What?
I don't really understand you.
Isn't everything on eBay when you see someone's face in an odd item, you have to put it on eBay? Like Mary or...
Or Terry Schiavo?
Yeah, Mary or Terry Schiavo. One of the two.
Oh.
Boy, that would be the most confusing eBay item ever if you put that on there, Dave.
A mason jar with Tiger Woods' Masters fart, and then you could see Terry Schiavo's face in it.
I was in Guadalajara, and on a tree I saw Terry Schiavo's face.
So now there are going to be those types of sightings. A little kid has a potato chip with Terry Schiavo's face on it.
Look,
well, now that's insensitive.
The mad pilgrimage.
What you said was insensitive.
It's a perfect match.
All right, coming up next, we're going to ask the T-Box the big question.
Why do you love me?
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket says chicks like guys with skills. If you don't have nunchuck skills, computer hacking skills, or
bow hunting skills. Try your hand at culinary skills with the Tools Like Guys Guide to Cooking. Read the Ticket Guy's menu of delectable delights, sure to help you close the deal on your next romance. Get yours now at any Ticket Roadshow from the station that is cooking up
the bigger the cushion, the sweeter the pushing. That's what I said. The looser the waistband, the deeper the quicksand, or so I have read. My baby fits me like a flesh tuxedo. I'd like to sink her with my pink torpedo. Big bottom, talk about mud flaps, my girl's got 'em. Big bottom, drive me out of my mind. How could I leave this behind?
You're listening to the Drop Page.
Who is this? It's dead Frank Sinatra, baby.
This is the ghost of Frank Sinatra?
That's right, and I'm up here in this kooky thing we call heaven. I'm hearing some bad karma being thrown down over there at Maple and Oak Lawn about trifectas.
Well, that's right. You started one, Frank.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
That's right, and I'm up here in this kooky thing we call heaven. I'm hearing some bad karma being thrown down over there at Maple and Oak Lawn about trifectas.
Well, that's right. You started one, Frank.
Don't tell me this crap about trifecta here. You're cheapening my death. You better cut it out before I send some wise guys down there to Dallas to break your knees and kill another Kennedy. I tell you, heaven's kooky, baby. You need to get up here sometime. If you could swing this way as opposed to going down below. It's great up here. It's always
a party.
What's
you
having
a good time?
It's always a party. Hey, it's a reunion of the Rat Pack. Sammy Davis Jr. has been prancing around here for 7 years, but one of his eyeballs has been up here for 30 years. Kooky that way up here. Hey, speaking of Sammy, here he comes.
Hey, babe, how are those earthly cats doing?
Talking to the hardline down here. Hey, Sammy, quick question for you. Who can sell diamond talk?
The candy man can.
Radio.
Drop Page Radio.
We're here with the great Shaquille O'Neal, our good old friend Shaquille O'Neal. You been doing all right?
Yeah, I've been chilling.
Yeah, you look good. You look fit.
Yes, very fit.
All right, this is a morality quiz.
Okay.
Okay? This is simple yes or no answers to do. I'd like a little explanation, but if you have any answers whatsoever, this is to test your morals and ethics, how good a person you actually are.
Okay.
Okay. To save two Bosnian children from dying, you would have to have some sort of surgery that would make your 75% smaller than its normal size permanently to save two children from dying.
I wouldn't be able to reach the children.
You what?
I wouldn't be able to reach the children.
Why not?
Because my navigational system wouldn't lead me to the right address in Bosnia, so I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're keeping it?
I'm keeping my
okay.
Drop Page Radio.
All right, how about this? In order to save yourself from getting AIDS, you have to breastfeed off your mom every day for a year.
I wouldn't have that problem, so.
No, you gotta answer it. What are you gonna do? You're dying, either die of AIDS or you breastfeed off your mom.
No, I wouldn't do any of it.
All right. You don't have a sister, do you?
Five.
You have five sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. To save two beached whales, all right, would you let Nellie, Don Nelson, have sex with one of your sisters?
No, the whales would die.
Sorry. Who's your best friend?
Me, myself, and I.
You got who's a close buddy?
Jerome Crawford.
Jerome Crawford, okay. Would you make love to Jerome to keep your kid from breaking his leg on the playground?
No.
Drop Page Radio.
Keep moving.
Doctor.com and Tom Jr. sent you.
This is the Ticket.
Today, the Butch Series O'Reilly 300 revs up at the Texas Motor Speedway. Ticker brought to you by the Home Theater Store and Sonic Drive-In. Shane Meal has the top pole for today's race, and the 24-year-old is confident heading into the race despite being up against some of the main Nexo Cup drivers.
I'm going to try to lead every lap and win the race. That's I think it needs to be done that way. We got to do good in the pit. We have struggled a little bit, and I talk about my guys. We have struggled a little bit.
Neil starts today on row one with Martin Truex Jr. Today's Busch race can be seen on Fox 4 at 1 o'clock. Kenny Rogers has been good in two starts, but hasn't come away with a decision yet. Tonight, he takes his 2.77 ERA to the hill, and Mike Young, who went 2-for-4 with a homer last night, wants to get Kenny some run support.
Definitely. Our starting pitching has done a great job for us. I think the biggest thing for us is that our offense really hasn't exploded yet.
Texas and Toronto play game three of a four-game weekend set tonight at 7:05. You can see that game on KDFI Channel 27. And the Detroit Tigers will be without Maglio Ordonez for 4 to 6 weeks as he is out with a hernia. The 30-year-old signed a 5-year, $75 million contract in the offseason with Detroit. Ordonez missed 110 games last season with the White Sox. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturdays from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. The Ticket's Texas Rangers postgame show, Diamond Talk, immediately following every weeknight Rangers home game. Live from Humberdinck and Arlington and on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:56 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Corby Davidson, Dave Lane, and Gordon Keith. We're at the Dallas Auto Show, courtesy of Toyota. They're the ones who have us out here. We're at the Dallas Convention Center. Come out here and register to win ticket T-shirts. We have Fort Worth Weekly Spring Rally tickets and Frisco Rough Riders tickets. All a bunch of free stuff for you. You can also putt for ticket T-shirts and other prizes. And, of course,
I think that's poot.
He's laughing at himself.
Is that PG-13?
So that's your big stunt.
That's my stunt for the day. Thank you.
We also, as you guys noticed, we have ticket chicks Sarada and Lisa.
Where are they?
They're walking around looking at cars.
Also,
seeing what their sugar daddy's going to buy them.
Oh, dear.
Also, you can come out here and see contestants competing to win a 1005 Tacoma truck.
I think it's 2005.
It says 1005. So this is the one. It has some mead holders in the front. And another
other
medieval joke. You can get the special plague undercoating.
Yeah. Does it have a sword rack in the rear view?
Bow and arrow.
What?
Bow and arrow. Which middle age?
A sword rack is called a bow and arrow.
Twice.
All right. So you can do that, and come on out here and check out the. They've got the 2007 Toyota, 2007 Toyota Tundra prototype truck out here.
So we're going ahead in the future or back into the future? I don't know.
And Corby has promised that he's going to reissue his very touching essay that he issued right here on this show a couple years ago when the Great White Fire happened. For the first time, Corby confronted the idea of death.
They're dying in there.
I remember.
There was a picture.
We were watching TV.
We were in Plano at a dealership, and there was a picture in the paper that was taken just a few minutes before the fire. Everybody in the crowd was... You know,
if you use their arms, fake voice, I'm gonna kill you.
Their arms raised in a V, and everyone was
later on the dead were laying,
screaming for Great White, and Corby issued the quote of, "Look at these people, they are all so happy and alive, and now they are so not having fun and not alive."
No, it was.
They're alive and having fun, and now they're not alive and having not fun.
You idiot.
I love it that I'm reduced to that.
You are.
You're unalive
and having not fun.
And having unfun.
And now that's a recurring joke in the Dawson's Creek. It's un-Christmas.
All right, so did anybody see what all went on in the news this week? Did you guys follow this?
Were there lots of stunts this week?
Did you see? Did you see what happened in Bedford, Dave, your hometown?
No.
That eighth grader?
What happened?
He threatened to blow up Harwood Junior High.
That's where I went to junior high.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So that guy's just basically reiterating one of Dave's threats that he made back
then. Were
when
you
was
so
there.
Persecuted and tortured back then?
No.
So
I was
unloved?
Just, I was just a nerd.
Were you not in the cool crowd?
No.
You weren't?
Have you ever been in the cool crowd in your life?
I kind of wormed my way into the cool crowd by the time I was a senior in high school.
And then it was all over.
But just barely.
I'm here.
I was on the fringes.
I'm here.
Then you got to graduate and go somewhere else.
Right.
I would get...
Where are you going to college?
I've worked 12 years to get to this point.
I'm going where you are going to college.
I would get invited to parties and then no one would talk to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this kid...
Gen X Davey.
They said they searched his home and found no explosives or weapons, but he had a hit list.
A hit list? Like of all the different...
Like his favorite bands and stuff?
Yeah. Hit. And
he thinks are up-and-comers in Hollywood?
And he was expressing how much he loved what that kid up in... that Indian kid did up there.
No, call him an Indian kid.
That Native American kid. That lunkhead.
All Indians are not lunkheads.
Well, I'm an Indian. I know.
You're not
See,
an Indian.
See, I can get away with that.
Stop hiding behind that one...
Boy, you're 1/32nd.
Check my tuition in college, how cheap it was.
Don't tell me you did not claim that, did you?
Didn't I? Look at me. Just look at... That's why I grew my hair out, man.
I'm serious, Corby. If I find out you got any benefit by putting Indian
benefit?
On your application
free.
Going to college...
It was free.
Oh, my gosh. You owe me all that money. You owe me $10 for getting in here free, and you owe me your tuition.
And guess
TCU.
Who doesn't pay taxes? Me.
God, that's right. Do Indians not pay taxes?
Do you claim your primary residence is on a reservation?
Yeah. I've got the government so scammed right now. They have no idea what
to
do.
Is that how you were living in the Jefferson at Gaston Yard so cheap?
Right.
Yeah. God, it was great.
We were living in $900 apartments for $400.
That's so long. You owe me that money, too.
No, I don't. The only reason I was allowed to live there is because I was making less than $10,000 a year. It wasn't
okay,
like...
then how did you have money for that rent and all the drinking you did?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know either.
It's like the loaves and fishes. Just money always appeared when I needed it.
Right.
I've never understood that either. No matter how much I've made, I've always seemed to have plenty of money for drinking.
Right. Always. I mean, I had no money in college, but I was drunk every day. And I didn't have any money.
You know, back, you know, in the days that we mentioned earlier when I paid my tax return and put my car down payment on the credit card.
In the same year.
That was also when I have a overdraft line of credit on my checking account.
Oh, no.
It's like $1,000, you know, overdraft. And like once a month I would nose into the black and then I'd be right back into the red. I lived in my overdraft line of credit. I would never pay it off.
So what were you doing at that time? What was your job? Were you full-time ticket?
You know what? I think there was a year where I was on unemployment and working at the Gap. I think that's when that was.
Oh, I remember the unemployment days for Dave.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you get unemployment and work?
Well, you can have a part-time job while you're on unemployment.
Dave has collected unemployment.
I could, you know what? When
I bet you he's still getting it.
No. When I got my job at Channel 8, I got it like the week after my unemployment ran out. I was on unemployment for a year.
So you don't have to pay back unemployment?
You pay into
free?
It. You pay into it when you have a job, and then you claim it when you're out of work.
All right, so let me ask you this. Is it based... Corby, someone's here for you.
Oh. How you doing?
Crap out of me.
Hey.
Here's a guy's guide if you'd like one. Okay.
Okay. All right, so... So, let's say... like a person, the amount of unemployment you can collect, is it based on how much you used to make?
Right, exactly. It's a percentage of...
So you get like $8 a week?
It's a percentage of your income. It's like 60% of your income.
God, what,
for how long?
For, I guess, until your money runs out. I mean, depends on how much you've paid into it. But like I said, I was on it for a year, or close to a year.
I gotta start getting that.
Wait a second, so...
If you lose your job today...
Can I opt for, if I lose my job... Can I opt for, say,
And I don't even want 60% of my salary. Let's say that I'll take 20% of my salary for a longer duration.
Then I don't know if you have that option. But you do have to...
So, like, if Schwarzenegger lost his job...
Well, you have to be, like, laid off. You know, you can't be fired. You know, you have to claim it and they have to investigate why you lost your job. And if it qualifies, then you get unemployment.
But we can finagle all that part of it. I'm just fascinated to know that I can get paid not to work.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a cap on it. You know, if you make, you know, over a certain amount, there's a maximum benefit that you can get. That's probably the case. Because, like, I'm sure, like, the CEO of General Motors, if he gets laid off, you know...
He can't collect, like, $4 million a year in unemployment.
Here I am. So were you real embarrassed? Did you wear your Groucho Marx get up to hide yourself?
You know what? I don't think I even... Well, I think I went to the unemployment office to file my original paperwork, but then everything...
Were they so relieved that you spoke English?
Oh, thank God.
A white person, oh my God.
They're hugging Dave.
Yeah, they carried him in on one of those, you know, Egyptian things that the queen sits in.
But everything...
What do you call those?
Bow and arrow. Yeah.
Everything after that was over the phone, though. Every 2 weeks you file over the phone.
Really?
And you just have to...
Oh, you have to keep filing?
Well, you take a questionnaire, you report your income for the past 2 weeks, and then you let them know that you...
$3.
Yeah, I've made zero.
then you let them know that you've, you know...
That you're really trying?
That you've been on X amount of interviews in the past 2 weeks, and...
Did you make all that up?
Oh, yeah, it's all made up.
Gosh! Damn you! You owe me all that money.
I was...
Why
does
everybody owe you?
I'm the only one not cheating the system, therefore you owe me.
I was working like 30, 35 hours at the Gap.
Just right up under 40 hours?
Yeah.
So sorry.
I was the stock boy.
When was this?
Oh, gosh. This was like...
you never went and visited him at the Gap?
This was like 90,
no,
this
I
was like 97, maybe.
I don't remember this. I would unfold every shirt and kind of look at it and just put it back in a little...
Wad it up and throw it under the table.
Yeah. Urinate on it and throw it under the table.
Where's the stock boy? Come here, stock boy.
I want these in a 36-36 pronto.
Stock boy.
Come on, stock boy. Did you come out in a leash? You were wearing leather pants or shirtless and had the machine mask on?
What do they sound like, Tongans?
I didn't see any Tongans in the unemployment line.
Oh, my.
Was it like going down and paying a ticket at City Hall, though? Was it real depressing?
Yeah, well, the unemployment office was on MLK right by Fair Park.
Now, that's stereotypical. It wasn't there.
Yeah, it was. No,
you're
is.
Just saying that. That's a stereotype that it's
Hey,
there.
Have you driven down where what Danny calls the Mogadishu Mile of Dallas?
What?
Excuse me? I'm sorry?
The Genocide Mile?
It is crazy. You know how, like, when you're leaving Highland Park and you're... You're getting on Central. Now, let's say you're going on Woodall Rogers back to Central, and instead of getting on Central, you take that hall exit right there.
Right.
And then you go to the light, take a right, and then take an immediate right, and it goes all the way like the Live Oak and Ross.
Uh-huh.
And
it's all the government housing over there?
It's horrible. It's like...
You are the rudest person
it's
ever.
It's like there's a Narcotics Anonymous place. It looks like a shanty town. I mean, it's so dilapidated and run down, it's just gross.
So it's all east of Central.
Yeah.
On down to Live Oak.
Yes.
But, you know, that's prime real estate, so all us rich white people will buy all that land and root them all out sooner or later.
Gosh.
Build
like they're wild hogs, you got to shoot them off the land.
Yeah, baby.
We'll build townhomes and mixed-use developments there.
There's, like, little bitty stores,
See, that's why I don't even like leaving Highland Park anymore.
Me
I make my driver put toilet paper around our tires because I don't want to even touch Central.
Toilet paper the wheels again. Bronson?
Bronson?
I don't know.
That's my driver's name?
Yeah.
All right, it's 11:09 on Sports Radio.
Have you guys ever pulled up to next to each other at a light and one asked the other for some Grey Poupon?
What are you doing, stand-up in 1989 now? 11:09 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
My name. and talk the baseball, baseball.
Either ground it or pound it on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, Stephen and Denton joins us now. Greetings.
A place where P1s have a chance to put their balls in play.
People do win. People do win. People do win.
Your chance to hit one out of the park.
Would you make love to Jerome to save your kid from getting cancer?
No, we'll just treat the cancer.
It's untreatable.
No, cancer's untreatable.
Do or die.
If you make love to him, then I would. How about that?
I might, I might. To see you do it, you homo.
Drop Page Radio.
Is this the
ghost of Boxcar Willie?
Oh, it's the hotline. Hello, it's Boxcar Willie. Boy, oh. I guess I'm dead in the mackerel now.
Yeah, you are. Yeah? Well, what's it like up there?
Boy, I like it better than down there, riding the train all the time. And
you kind of being a hobo and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, and performing at Branson, Missouri. I tell you, that place is the biggest rip-off this side of Bullshit City.
Drop Page Radio.
And I was greeted by the welcoming committee up here. They were very nice to me.
Well, who did that consist of?
Well, just one person. It was a movie star.
Really?
Yeah, Rock Hudson came up and French kissed me. Right? Drop Page
Radio.
You'll be amazed and surprised at the final showdown between goodness and the dark evil of Darth Reiner.
Ah, yes. We meet again at last, Galloway Kenobi. In the old days, you were the number one rated show, and that was but a spare kazoo. But now, you were the lower rated show in Men 2554, and I am the master.
Only a master of meaningless minor league stats, Darth Reiner.
Galloway Kenobi, look out!
If you strike me down, I will only become more drunker than you can possibly imagine, Darth Reiner.
Radio.
Drop Page Radio.
Well now, Grego Skywalker, come with me and learn the ways of the hard line. And we can rule the galaxy together, or at least the next nearest ADI.
But what about my father, Darth Reiner? Sergeant R.G. Williams retired. You killed him. You killed my father.
No, Grego. I am your father, and your way is through me and through the hard line.
I love you, Darth Reiner. I love you.
I love you too, Grego.
But you're so old and close to dying, I'm afraid to love.
Remove my helmet, Grego. I want to kiss you with my own lips.
Absolutely.
Drop Radio. Drop Page Radio.
What? Link was gone now. We released him. He took too many hits. He forgot the duck. Well, if he was so great, why hadn't someone else picked him up? And why did our offense suck? The salary cap was brutal. We got dead money. We got nothing to pay. But at least it helped get rid of dead weight like Leon Lent, Dale Hellestray.
Drop Page Radio.
Fancy empowering your life with the creator's latest MP3 player, the Zen Micro? Visit CambridgeSoundworks.com to find out why it has been garnering rave reviews from users all over the globe. You'll also find a buffet of top-notch creative products at prices that simply can't be beat. Hit CambridgeSoundworks.com now for an online shopping experience unlike any other.
What do the Rangers know about Gustavo? I'll tell you next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hey, Marlon. Marty, let's talk about Grubbs Nissan and what they got going on out there. Off of 183, the Norwood exit in Bedford, Texas, we were out there last week, and we announced all the great deals they had going on out there, including an automobile for less than $160 a month, an 05 automobile, an 05 Nissan Altima for $159 a month, $1,500 down on a two-year lease. You will not beat that anywhere, anywhere. Family-owned. It's family-operated. They have a three-day, 300-mile return policy for whatever reason. If you don't like the automobile you purchase out there at Grubbs, you can return it, no questions asked. Another benefit of buying from Grubbs, they'll deliver the car to your house or they'll deliver it to your office. If you don't want to fill the paperwork out there at the dealership, they'll do it. They'll take it to you. They're making things easier on you. They're putting the burden on them. That's the kind of folks they are at Grubbs Nissan. So remember, the $159 a month deal on the Altima, on the 05 Altima on a two-year lease, and $299 a month on a 05 Xterra on a 39-month lease. So it's off 183 in the Norwood exit in Bedford. Go visit them, Grubbs Nissan.
This is the ticket.
The Rangers host the Jays once again tonight at AmeriQuest. Kenny Rogers tries to get his first win of 2005. He faces off against 24-year-old left-hander Gustavo Chacin, who has a 2-0 record on the year with a 2.45 ERA. The Toronto starter has made only four major league starts in his career, and Rangers shortstop Mike Young doesn't know what to expect tonight.
I can't really tell you. I mean, I've never faced the guy. I have no point of reference as far as, you know, what my game plan is going to be. I'm going to go up there and try to see some pitches, get going ahead, put a good pass at it.
First pitch goes down tonight at 7:05 at the ballpark. The Mavs have an off day before taking on the Lakers tomorrow in L.A. Dallas has three games left before the playoffs begin. However, there are some big games today in the association. One tonight at 7:30 has San Antonio hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. With a win, the Grizz can clinch the final playoff spot in the West and eliminate the Minnesota Timberwolves from playoff contention. And in golf at the MCI Heritage in South Carolina, Darren Clark is your leader at 12-under through two rounds. Six shots up over Peter Lennard and Patrick Sheehan. Third-round play is already underway. The leaders tee off today in the 12 o'clock hour. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass. Reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We don't feed at the network trough. Live from the mothership on Maple, or maybe in and around town somewhere. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cora.
Are we on the air?
I'm not saying anything.
Come on, Dick. Get some audition tape.
11:17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. This is Davey Lane. Joining me today, Gordon Keith and Corby Davidson. We're out at the Dallas Auto Show at Dallas Convention Center. That's at 650 South Griffin Street at Stemmons Market Center Boulevard in Dallas, of course. We're going to be here until noon, but the auto show is open all day today, all day tomorrow. Come out here and check out Ticket Chicks, Sarada, and Lisa.
I haven't seen them yet.
Register to win ticket T-shirts, Rough Rider tickets, for spring rally tickets. And, of course, you can come see the 10th finalists in the Tacoma Hands-On promotion.
There's only three left.
There's only three left?
Yeah. And, by the way, there's three left or five? Oh, three guys and two girls. And the three guys that have their hands on the heart on the
Tacoma.
On the Tacoma, they're all ticket listeners. We need to go interview them, but I don't know if we have the capability. I think Smiling Pete's setting it up right now.
Well, it'll be good for you to go over there, Corby.
No, Dave. This is your job.
No. No.
Wouldn't you rather...
That's not our job.
We sit. You jump.
Is that Danny Lowry?
Yes, it is Danny Lowry.
Or just a fat guy that looks kind of like him.
He's married now. He doesn't care anymore.
I like fat.
Wow. I didn't know his wife was a Chevy chaser. Yeah, Dave, you need to take the mic over there and talk to them. You're the only one with experience in doing that. Remember at Ticket Stock when Dave went over there for an incredible... session.
And you know what? We promise not to...
Defeat?
Yeah, sabotage.
You know, I've gone back and listened to that segment.
Uh-huh.
Why would you do that?
From Ticket Stock.
Because it's such a horrible memory for him. You mean the initial one?
Yeah. When we had the hands-on promotion at Ticket Stock that year.
Oh, okay. How'd it go?
And you know what? It wasn't as bad as... You guys poisoned my memory to believe.
You think Dave went home and cried after that?
Yes. Punching his pillow.
God, Gordon. Corby. I hate them. But they were my friends.
See,
You see there? We didn't defeat you as bad as you thought we did.
No, you defeated me plenty. I just wasn't as bad as you made me out to be.
Well, see, you just have a higher
opinion of yourself, and then don't worry about it, you think.
Yeah, okay.
Look, he wasn't the popular kid in school.
Oh,
we already went through this.
Yeah.
Look, bent over into the back of that SUV.
That's a guy.
Oh, no.
Those are slacks.
Oh.
There's also a lot of women, like this one in the yellow here. Not bad.
Fat ass.
Is that the woman you're saying?
Sure, she's 80.
We do. We've lost our speakers, haven't we, Pete?
Oh, no.
Oh, now we have.
Yeah.
Tense.
What's wrong with you, Corby?
What about you? By the way, we replayed that.
Or Susan Powder isn't doing so well.
No, she's not. We replayed you at the Greenville, so thrown off by that. At the Greenville.
Oh, the Utter Conference?
Yes. Did you hear us when we replayed that?
Why did y'all do that?
Because it was so funny.
And then it got played again on the morning show.
You guys played it again?
Yes.
When we were out at St. Patty's Day on the roof of stands and we thought we went to break and we didn't.
And Gordon's talking about some fat girl down there.
She wasn't fat. I thought she was pretty hot, actually.
That's why you called her.
Look how low your pants are right now, sweetheart.
She's like 13.
Oh, yeah. See where your little honey faucet.
Honey faucet.
Isn't that the name of that girl?
No.
Oh.
All right, Dave, I believe Pete has the wireless ready to go, so why don't you wander
over there? There's a guy that's over the back of the SUV. About a 70-year-old, he's like a 70-year-old blues artist.
Why do you say that, because he's black?
I didn't even notice that he was black, David.
We don't notice color.
No.
Maybe you do, outside the ticket, now that you're not here, you know, all the time.
He's black. All right, so what are we setting up?
Dave's going to go talk to the guys on the...
Yeah, are we ready, Pete?
Because I'm the rant whipping boy, is that why?
No.
It's not our job. Our job is to collect paychecks and to add new talent when the show gets old.
It's like a sitcom where any time it starts
bring
to add
the
a young kid.
Corby was 35. He's past his prime.
That's right.
Or, hey, that's Greg Ellis. Hey, Greg Ellis. Hey.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Come over here for a second. Talk to the ticket. Yeah. He's got his little boy with him.
You realize that son in a year and a half will be bigger than all of us.
You think?
Yeah. At age of four.
In a year and a half, he'll be bigger than us.
Right. Hi, buddy. High five.
Now, this is your little one. Is this your only kid?
Hold on, Pete.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
My little girl is here, and my wife and my little boy.
Yep. You're not letting your wife shop for cars, are you?
Hey, wasn't planned on it, but she came out here and said, I like that. I think I should get that for my birthday. So
oh, no.
We don't know.
I've heard that there is a $450,000 Mercedes.
We won't be getting that one.
You may want to steer clear of that.
We won't be getting that one.
All right, so Greg, we're visiting with Greg Ellis here from the Dallas Cowboys. Just wandering around the auto show. Now, what kind of car do you drive? You probably drive a pretty nice one already.
I got an SUV.
You can have a big car because you're a big dude.
You
got
to have a big car. Yeah, yeah.
So what do you
got? I got a Mercedes, a S600.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that the SUV or the sedan?
The big family sedan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that one.
Did you have to get the seat moved back or anything?
No, it's a pretty big car.
Yeah?
It's a pretty big car.
Well, he's got like freaky big.
Well, he's got super long legs.
Yeah.
6'6"?
Yeah. I have the seat all the way back, and it seats me pretty comfortably.
Okay.
What is your wife driving right now?
She got a Lexus. What is this one? 470? The LX 470?
Yeah. Is that an SUV? That's the SUV?
This one right here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She's talking about getting another one?
Well, we'll be trading one.
Is that the top of the line, or is that the top of the line?
I think that's the top of the line.
Okay, so that's what she has.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing but the best, right?
Yeah.
And so what is she thinking about?
She was looking at actually a convertible, the BMW 6 Series. It's a convertible mobile.
Keeping the SUV to
keeping
haul the kids
that,
around.
Keeping well, we got she got another BMW that she drives around. It's a sedan,
uh-huh.
And we would trade that one in for that convertible. Yeah.
So now, are you one of these guys that you got your money and you're collecting a bunch of cars, or do you only keep about three going at once?
I mean, you got me high on the spot.
Oh no, are you a car guy?
Yeah. People that know me listening to this interview right now, they're going to be like, tell them everything you got.
Because
you're not going to tell her everything
you got. Because you like to talk about it.
Now,
right?
Let me ask you this. Why is it
Because, well, can he answer my question first?
Oh, pretty much. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, what was your question again?
My question is, okay, well, different people want to get money. You have different collections, all right?
Yeah.
You like cars.
I like cars.
So what kind of cars you got?
We got the BMW, we got the Mercedes, we got another Mercedes, the convertible Mercedes, the two-seater SL convertible,
mm-hmm.
and we got the Lexus and a Range Rover.
And a Range Rover.
Yeah.
And what about any classic cars? You got anything?
I don't have any classic cars.
Didn't have like a dream car when you were growing up? You wanted to have this your whole life?
Not really, man. I just wanted a car when I was a kid. Any car would have did.
Now, did you have a car in high school?
Not in high school.
College?
In college, I did. I had a little Toyota Celica.
North Carolina hooked
you
up?
Yep. Here we go. Here we go. No.
So Toyota Celica, now how the heck did you fit in that thing?
Yeah, very carefully and very tightly. Small car, man, and, you know, you wanted something sporty, but I had to get something moms could afford to get, so...
So whenever you and your buddies would go around, it was like the clowns at the circus?
It was just like that, yeah.
Everybody piling out of Celica?
Yeah.
So any of the cars you own now, are they tricked out custom, or are they pretty much...
No, I don't really do... I trade them out, but I don't do too much of the aftermarket stuff.
Uh-huh. Does it get competitive in the parking lot down at Valley Ranch?
Yeah. We got a lot of guys. They got a lot of the antique cars, and it's good for those guys because if you're buying an old antique car, it doesn't cost as much. They put a lot of money into it, but...
Do they lose as much? They probably don't lose as
they
much
don't
money
lose.
Either.
They actually, you buy a car like that, they increase in value because they don't look that nice when you first get them, then you put all the stuff in them, then they're worth more than you pay for it.
Whereas you're just losing your ass every vehicle you ever get.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When you buy new ones, you're losing. Here's the trick of it, though. I don't do it, but if you want to buy cars and trade them in and out, it's always best to buy a car that's already been bought. Even if you can find one that's a couple of months old or maybe a year or two old, because when you first buy them, they lose about $5,000 just from being titled out to you.
Mm-hmm. Visiting with Greg Ellis from the Cowboys, who was just wandering around here at the Dallas Auto Show at the Dallas Convention Center. Okay, now then, you're talking about the parking lot at Valley Ranch.
Yeah.
Who drives the most ridiculous car?
The most ridiculous meaning the most expensive car?
Yeah, most expensive, most ostentatious,
most sought-after car? Probably, I'd give it to Larry Allen.
What
Larry got a Ferrari. Yeah. That Ferrari that's over there, I don't know
how
if you
on earth
seen
does Larry Allen fit in a Ferrari?
Yeah, but he got him, man.
Does he need somebody to help him out?
Does he have to butter the seat where he can slide in there?
Weave in there, you know, put a little oil on those shoulders and squeeze in there. But he gets in there, man, it's a pretty nice Ferrari, you know. He got that, so that's about the nice
one. Of course, with Larry Allen sitting in it, it knocked it down to about 200 horsepower.
Yeah.
Effective power.
Does it scrape and spark? Is it
Do any of the white guys have nice cars?
Well, now that's
here's the inside scoop.
Racist.
Inside scoop. Yeah, that's racist, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing for radio?
Well, no. It's every time I watch Cribs, all the black guys have all the
got
nice
automatic
cars.
No, I've seen some of the white guys have some of the cars.
Anybody got hydraulics or anything crazy?
You never guess who had hydraulics. Remember Gilbert? What was the big guy who had him for a little while?
Oh,
Gilbert Brown?
Head?
Yeah. Was it?
The guy from
it
came
Gilbert
from
Brown.
Guy that came from Detroit?
From Detroit.
Who was that?
Gilbert. He was about 400 pounds tall.
Yeah. Gilbert Brown.
It wasn't Gilbert. Gilbert played well.
That's
anyway.
The Packer guy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the Packer guy.
God, who was that?
I forgot his. I think it was Gilbert something. But anyway, big guy, man, he had a Navigator, and he had the hydraulic stuff on it. When I first seen it, it was just sitting
on the
ground. I was like, man, your truck messed
up. Like a UFO,
man.
When they land, they just go
and
straight
on the tires was all bent in. I was like, man. Like, I know he's big, but he shouldn't do all that to that truck. But
Gibson.
Aaron Gibson, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, well, anyway, yeah. But he pushed the button and it jacked up. Yeah, he had the hydraulic stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And so what about the home entertainment systems that people put in these things with all the TVs?
Yeah. The guys, man, they got, the home entertainment system stuff.
Now, you
got
to have the DVDs for your kids.
Yeah, I got that. But I do it like the white guys do it, you know what I mean, since you took it there.
Right.
I do it like the factory stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
It comes from the electric dealership with the nice TV that comes from the dealership. I don't get into too much of the aftermarket stuff. It just comes straight from the factory or if the dealership do it, then I get it done that way.
You know, I saw one of those like on the Discovery Channel or one of those cable shows where it was a show like this, but it was for just custom cars.
Yeah.
And they had the dudes that do the audio systems, trick out the audio systems.
Yeah.
And they were saying, that I guess they have some that are just show cars that they try and get them as loud as possible, and they said that if you sit in the driver's seat and close the doors and crank the stereo full blast, your head will explode.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
And that's a selling point.
Some of the systems in the parking lot, man, I'm like, how in the world do you ride in that car? I mean, the trunk be boom, boom. It's just amazing to me.
You have to get all the bolts tied in the car so it doesn't rattle?
Every day, because probably they kind of vibrating themselves loose. I think you probably got to have those earplugs in sometimes, too, because those systems get pretty loud.
Okay, who has the most beaten-down car that just standard?
They don't even care about what they drive.
Yeah.
Probably, who has that?
Some car you guys all make fun of.
Billy Cundiff?
Yeah, probably a punter or a kicker.
Probably, I don't know what Billy drives, but it might be
McBriar.
Yeah, but I don't know what they have. But yeah, they strike me as those kind of guys that might,
because they know it could end any day.
Yeah, they gotta be like, well, Ed, you know, Bill.
Can't blame them.
Bill can come in and be like, we no longer need you.
What about
But here's the inside scoop. Bledsoe, Drew was about to get a Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know. I know it, but a guy told me he was about to get a pretty upscale Mercedes. So guys can.
But he feels pretty confident.
Yeah.
Boy, that's cocky.
He's been playing long enough. He probably got it already in the bank to take care of it, probably.
Yeah. What about Roy Williams? What's he driving?
Roy got a Range Rover, and he got the BMW, the family sedan BMW.
Mm-hmm. Is he single again? Isn't he single now?
I don't know, man. I thought
he and Kelly were engaged.
I'm working hard enough on keeping my stuff together. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
All right, so my wife is going to be mad because she got both of the kids somewhere running around.
Really?
And I'm on a ticket, you know what I mean?
I know. All right, Greg, get out of here. Go.
Thanks for stopping by.
Go buy a car.
All right, guys, I won't buy a car.
That's Greg Ellis from the Dallas Cowboys just walking around here at the Dallas Auto Show. We thank him for visiting with us. 11:31 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is your sports feeding tube. You can't survive without it. Make sure you write it down so your next of kin knows that, in case of your absence, all of your radios need to be set on 1310 AM or 104.1 FM. And when possible, plug your laptop into theticket.com for hot sports opinions, breaking sports news first guaranteed, and ticket ticker sports updates at 10:30 and 50 past every...
We got dead money, we got nothing to pay, but at least it helps get rid of dead weight like Leon Lent.
But we also have fans like Lambo and Hammer stealing money from Jerry's pocket. On the sidelines, I'll try to hold it together. I'll scream and I'll shout, because I'm the coach, Dave Campo, and I'm out.
Keep moving.
All right, Kevin and I went down after practice today and talked to Roy Williams.
Kevin Scott.
And the subject, of course, turned to Hard Knocks. And mind you, this is my best friend, Roy Williams. He's a good buddy.
No, he does not like you, Corby. You called him Norm.
Yeah, he doesn't like you.
We're very tight.
No, you're not very tight. You called him Norm.
I allowed Kevin to get in on our one-on-one, and Kevin could squeeze some questions.
Well, Kevin was there, and he had just as much right to ask him something as you did.
How's the picture looking on TV last night?
I don't know. I looked all right, I guess.
What was the mind you used? Santiago?
Yeah, Santiago.
Did you know Santiago?
Nah, man. Not really.
It wasn't embarrassing at all watching yourself. Kind of, you knew what you were going to say and you knew what they recorded, but then you saw it where you're like, oh, God, I look like an idiot.
No, I was fine with it. I'm not even tripping. Now I will never call myself an idiot.
No, I wouldn't either.
Man, I'm hurt.
I'm not hurting.
Wow.
He hates Corby.
Hey, he hates you.
Best friends can talk to each other like that.
What? This doesn't sound like best friends to me.
Kevin, he was there. Kevin, tell the truth. He saw the way our chemistry flowed.
I think you came across as just another media suck-up kissing ass, Corby. That's just my objective opinion on it.
Kevin calls him like he sees him, Corby.
Sure does.
I called him an idiot.
And he called you on it.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't call myself an idiot. Well, neither would I.
Don't hurt me none.
I wouldn't call myself an idiot. Well, neither would I.
That's my new turtle dove.
It's Roy Williams.
No, I was fine with it. I'm not even tripping. I will never call myself an idiot.
I wouldn't either.
Man, I'm not hurting.
No, I'm not hurting. No, what he was going to say was like, man, I'm fixing to hurt.
For the end of the season.
The Ranger lineup will have to deal with the 2-0 Gustav Chassin tonight at 7:05. The Busch Series O'Reilly 300 begins this afternoon at 1 at the Texas Motor Speedway. 24-year-old Shane Meals set the pole for today's race, and he is happy with the speed of his car.
I told the guys far left, I said, y'all know we got the fastest car. If I don't sit on the pole, don't be mad. My crew chief said, just stick it in the top 10. We stuck it on the top of the top 10.
Meals starts on row 1 next to Martin Truex Jr. Row 2 has Carl Edwards and Justin Labonte. Row 3 has Grace Mark Martin and Tony Stewart. And the Yankees are reportedly close to reaching an agreement for a new stadium. The new stadium is being designed to seat 50,000 people and will be located just north of current Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Yankees president Randy Levine told the New York Daily News they hope to break ground in 2006 and be playing in the new stadium in 2009. Our next ticket ticker comes up at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's grounded or pounded. Listen daily at 7:35 and find out how to put your balls in play. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
See you, Danny.
All right, 11:39.
Is this a live spot or is this?
God, you're loud.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we back?
Oh, okay, we're back. How much back have we been?
Just that.
Okay, good. All right. All right, you're listening to The Rant. We're live at the Dallas Auto Show. It is 11:40 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We've got Dave
up and going with the wireless microphone.
That's right.
This is an annual treat for the P1. when Dave goes out with the wireless microphone and talks to people who have their hands on a
car,
on a Tacoma.
We'll go over there.
Okay, I'm going to head that way.
You're right, Dave's making his way across the floor of the Dallas Convention Center.
You're supporting me, right?
No,
we are supporting
you. You don't have to tell me.
No, I'm talking to the P1.
Oh.
Our gentle listener who's paying attention. All right, Dave's passing through the Toyotas and the Lexi, and he's heading over to where I believe five people are still left after how many hours?
How many hours have they been out there?
I have no idea. I'll find out when I get over here.
64 hours? Hey, that girl used to be a DJ at the Bone.
Who, in the blue?
Yeah.
When it was the Zone?
Oh, yeah.
The weekend one?
Yeah.
But she...
Jugger?
Doesn't look the same.
No. Anyway. All right, Dave, are you over there?
Yeah.
Okay, now tell us what this competition is before you talk to me.
Okay, this is the Tacoma-thon presented by the North Texas Toyota Dealers, and it's a... they have a four-door, like a, you know, a extended cab Tacoma, nice red one, and I guess, yeah, there's one, two, three, four, five people still left. Yeah, five people still left.
Hey, Pete, could you boost the energy on Dave's voice?
Are there two girls?
Yeah, there's two girls and three guys, and one person, one of the girls is up by the hood, and then everybody else is back by the bed.
What kind of hood? A literal hood?
Not her hood, the hood of the vehicle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the literal hood of the truck.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Literal.
The literal hood. Her hood is close to the hood, I guess.
What do you mean?
So
she lives near there?
Is she, is she all right?
No, neither.
Okay.
We're still having fun, though, aren't we?
Okay, yeah. So we have five contestants remaining, and we're on hour 67.
Oh, God.
Now, tell us what they've done this past 67 hours, Dave, and they've had.
Well, let's check. Let's talk to this guy. What's your name?
Scott Powell.
Scott Powell. How have the breaks been going? You get 5 minutes an hour and then 15 minutes every so many hours? What's the deal?
You get 5 minutes every 2 hours and then 15 minutes every 8 hours.
How many times has he gone manure?
Oh, my gosh.
How many times has he manured?
Wait a second. 5 minutes every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Not 1 hour, 2 hours.
Can you have an iPod or a Walkman or anything?
So you're
or
not
an iPad?
You're not allowed to have any kind of like headphones or any kind of iPod, anything to entertain you. You just got to sit here with your own thoughts, right?
Nothing. Just you and your mind.
Are you going insane yet?
Trying not to.
Now
he's doing like
pregnant girl.
He's doing like calf presses. He's like hopping up and down as if trying to keep the circulation going.
You can't
yeah,
milk?
Because my feet are swollen up like elephants right now.
So you have like 5 minutes. You immediately just sit down for the 5 minutes that you have your break, right?
No, we have to run to the other end of the arena down there to use the bathroom.
Oh,
try to get a drink next like time and be back here.
Ask him how many times he's...
embolism in the making.
He deposited his hanging oats into the manure.
Body dirt.
What? His body dirt what?
How many times has he made the poo?
Hey.
So have you been regular? Have you been on your normal evacuation schedule?
Who's that, Corby?
Yeah, Corby's back there.
I don't know. Wouldn't he like to know?
So have you sized up your competition? Do you feel like you've got the inside track here?
Yeah, you're off your
plan. No, one guy I'm worried about.
Which guy's that? I'll go talk to him next.
See, the thing
Orlando.
Is, Dave, if you lose,
Orlando.
This is the most...
Okay, we're going to go talk to Orlando.
This is the worst deal because...
Oh, yeah.
If you lose, you get nothing,
yeah.
And you've wasted like 5 days of your life.
So this is Orlando. How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there.
Where are you from?
Carrollton.
And we started out with 10 people, right?
Actually, 23 started the contest.
23, so this whole vehicle was pretty much covered with people, right?
Exactly.
How old
you had to kind of horn in and find your spot. Has this been your spot the whole time? You're back at the back tailgate.
Well, actually, we had an assigned spot when we started, but after the first break, when we ran back from the restroom, it was just a free-for-all, wherever you could get. But I've been pretty much living right here.
And how old are you?
I'm 39.
So 39.
Tell them I'll give him the $20,000.
Dave, ask him what is their what's their motivation for winning this?
Well, it's a free truck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Corby says he'll give you $20,000 to give up right now.
It's all about the competition. I mean,
you're not playing a football game.
Three people together.
How did you make that baby, huh?
Oddly enough, I looked across the aisle there, and I knew Scott was going to be the person that was going to be here at the end of this thing.
So you could immediately case out, and of the 23 people, you knew who the soft ones were who were going to be gone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was a 60-year-old lady who, oddly enough, hung tough for about 40 hours.
Wow.
What a loser.
Yeah.
Hey, David, okay, will you tell us, briefly give us a physical description and a nickname for each one of these 18-year-old
people? 18-year-old high school girl
David,
probably...
When I'm talking to you, David, you need to pull the mic away from this guy.
Okay.
Get her off the truck. All right,
David? Parents couldn't get her off the truck.
David, can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, when we start talking to you, you need to pull the mic away from him. Otherwise, we have broadcast confusion.
Okay, take two.
Okay. Now, tell us about these five contestants that we have here and give us a nickname for each, because I need the picture painted in my head.
You need the picture painted in your head,
like
okay.
Like flounder or walrus.
Like an identifying characteristic?
Yeah, like big Hispanic guy versus scrawny white guy versus white trash girl.
Okay, we have the hood by the hood.
Right.
Is maybe... cleans houses for a living.
Okay, we got a Hispanic female.
And then the back tailgate, we have a Nubian princess on one corner.
Okay, black girl.
And then we have the bandana-wearing guy, the guy we just talked to.
Bandana-wearing guy, so...
He's in the middle of the tailgate.
Okay, and white guy?
He is of Hispanic origin.
Mm-hmm,
and then
okay.
The other two dudes are white. One is on the other corner of the tailgate. And he looks like he maybe has child porn on his hard drive.
Oh, no.
And then we have the first guy I talked to, and he's kind of like if I maybe said the wrong thing, you might break my neck.
Hothead.
You know, he's pretty ripped, like maybe he played ball one day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got the ex-football star.
Yeah.
We have the Hispanic female,
yeah.
The black female.
Yeah.
The
Hispanic male,
yeah,
and the pedophile.
All right. So, who do you think looks the strongest there?
I think it is going to come down to the Hispanic male and the football player.
Really?
Yeah. They glare at each other across the bed of the pickup. They very much cased each other out as the primary competition. So it's just going to be a matter of time. All these other people are probably going to fall off. You know, by the time tomorrow.
They're going on 3 days of
no sleep.
Yeah,
well, ask them if they want to win.
They all want to win if they're still here after 67 hours.
I wonder how long it's... wonder what the record is.
For one of these deals?
Yeah. Do they know? How long are they planning on going?
I think Matthew McConaughey had a movie about that.
Well, he did.
Okay. We've got the lady with the promotion. Now, we have a question. Do you do these often?
This is the first one we've done here.
Now, do you know when you research doing these kind of things, what the record is for the longest it's gone?
Jan?
She's done a bunch of them.
I think it's like 129 hours.
Holy goodness.
So you're prepared to go into the middle of next week with this?
No, what we're going to do, we don't want it to happen, but if at Sunday night when the auto show closes,
start shooting
people.
Have
a handful of people. We have to be out of here, so we're going to have random key draw. So after all of this blood, sweat, and tears,
all you got to do is make it to Sunday.
One key that starts the truck. And however many other keys, and they'll have to randomly start the truck.
So that's kind of a defeat if you've been here for, what would it be at that point, like 100 hours?
I don't do enough math to know that. But
Sunday night, so...
Wednesday to 8 o'clock, Sunday night.
Ask her if people are allowed to TT themselves.
Are people allowed to have accidents in their pants bathrooms?
We would strongly discourage that.
Oh, look at you.
But that wouldn't disqualify them?
Sounds pretty scary.
No.
It would just
they have to keep their area tidy.
It would just be humiliating.
Yeah. We've heard that has happened in the past. It hasn't happened yet.
Did it happen to the 67-year-old woman?
No.
Courtney, let the girl in the
pool. Now, are you allowed to handicap this for us? Do you have a favorite here?
It's like a letter.
I am not, but I've heard there are bets going on within the auto show staff.
Really?
Yes.
Now, see, I've got my...
Ask her if she's horny.
I think these guys pretty much know. The guy in the bandana and the guy in the baseball cap have got each other cased out pretty hard.
Ask her how horny she is for the Mexican.
Would you stop it?
She's doing strong.
I haven't talked to her, but she
from
very
McDonald's,
much keeping to herself.
I mean,
that's how it started. We had the hood people and the tail people.
Oh,
are you a tail
vulgar or a hood person?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dave, now let's start the funny part.
Okay, I'm going to come back.
No, David, no! No, that's not what I meant. You're misunderstanding.
Okay, go talk to
the hot girl.
I'm going to go talk to the hood girl.
Okay. No, hot girls.
No, the hood girl.
All right.
Can we talk to you for a second?
Sure, why not?
What's your name?
Laura.
Laura? Where are you from?
From Dallas.
Mexico. And how old are you?
Oh, you don't ask that.
Ask her what she's eaten in the past 2 days.
27.
3 days.
27. Are you Hispanic? Mixed breed? What are you?
Oh, breed.
Mexican-American.
Mexican-American. So maybe
mixed
some
breed.
Of the families from Mexico.
So pretty much Mexican.
No, yeah, most of my family's from Mexico.
If you have a drop of Mexican blood in you, you're full-blown Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it taints you. It taints the whole blood system.
Now,
right.
I understand that you're kind of a dark horse candidate to win.
Now, that's offensive.
We've got the two kind of mean-looking guys back there that are staring each other down, but some people are putting money on you.
Well, I don't know why. I'm not really hard to beat or...
Ask her if she'd offer up her body to
me. I just think whoever's meant to win this is going to win it, and I wish the best to all of us who are here.
Now, you know that if Sunday night rolls around and there's still multiple people on the truck, that you're just going to do a random key draw. Is that kind of defeating?
It is in a way, because you know you spend so many hours out here, and then at the end it's just going to be, you know, one less one.
Ask her about how much she's eaten in the past 3 to 4 days.
Then ask the whore question.
For someone, it's going to be for that one person.
Now, how much have you eaten? Have you tried to eat less so you don't have to foul your body?
All I can tell you is that, like, I feel like a walking zombie right now.
Zombie?
Less, I think.
What's a walking swami?
Zombie.
Zombie.
I think I'm hallucinating.
Are you really? What do you see? Are you tripping?
Ask her what she's taking. If she has any more.
Are you holding?
Ask her to high-five
I'm
you.
I'm holding, yeah.
Wait, what are you holding?
Ask her to double high-five you.
Yeah.
Can you give me a double high-five?
No way.
God, I guess that would... if you would have done that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Absolutely.
You're
right through the zombies.
Hi. Are you a zombie?
Meet you at the zombie room.
Back of the truck.
No.
What's Dave doing?
Some of the people thought that one of the velvet ropes was a snake. They are hallucinating, we've been told.
Oh, no.
So that's the story from the Tacoma.
No. We're about to do the funny part.
Shut up.
So you're telling me if I stayed up for like 3 days straight, you catch a buzz and you start seeing stuff?
You start tweaking.
Friendly Kubi.
Hey, I'm looking at you. Let's do that.
No. I just paid a lot of money where I wouldn't have to put my hand on a truck for a long period of time.
Well, you did.
All right, there it was.
Good job, Dave.
Yeah, whatever.
Dave, no, it was good.
It was good. Don't go back and listen to it and beat yourself up.
Yeah, because if you did go back and listen to it, you would beat yourself up. All right, it is 11:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. That was Dave's annual coverage of Hands on a Tacoma. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls.
What?
Talking about Dave's performance and all the news of the week.
What you're about to hear may be the most important words ever spoken to you in your lifetime.
The Sports Page, Dallas-Fort Worth's only free weekly sports newspaper.
Who is he talking to? How did he make his voice do that?
Subscribe to Big Ben's Freestyle Sports, Bob Stern's blogs in print, and his synopsis on the Mavs and the NBA with our own guru of the game, Kenny Skin. Go directly to sportspagedallas.com or pick up a copy everywhere all the time right now. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ticket.com.
That me? Okay. So we're at the auto show out here, and every single car maker is represented out here. And, you know, you can get yourself a Mercedes for $100,000 or, you know, the Lexus are out here for $150,000 or whatever you want to pay. But if you go to Grubbs Nissan right now, you will find a brand new 05 Altima for just $159 a month on a 2-year lease. That's right. You heard me correctly. Under $160 on an 05 Altima on a 2-year lease. Just $1,500 down. Or how about an Xterra? The SUV that you see on all the commercials that goes over mountains and hills and prairies. And by the way, that's truthful. I'm driving one right now. I drove it over the Green Building in downtown Dallas this morning. Only $299 a month on a 39-month lease. So at Grubbs Nissan, they got the deals working, and you need to head out to Bedford off of 183 and the Norwood exit. and check out the deals they have going on. If you're not into the leases, well, don't sweat it, man. They got great deals on all their Nissan cars out there because they're family-owned and family-operated. And make it.
Who is Mr. Cowboy?
Emmitt Smith.
Now, Bob Lilly, another defensive lineman.
Hey, man. All right, go ahead.
All right, and one more. Who is the all-time Cowboys leader in punt return yardage?
Reggie Swinton.
Close. It's actually me.
Hey, how you do that?
I did it back in the late 60s.
Oh, see, I wasn't even thought about it in the late 60s, man.
I'm looking for some props from you young players.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't know, but great job. I mean,
thank you.
What year did you come out? What year did you leave the NFL?
I got out of the NFL in 73. I blew out both my knees returning a punt.
See, I wasn't even thought about in 73. I was still, you know what I'm saying.
You know what? No. You did pretty well. I'm going to give you a passing grade, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Passing grade? You did that wrong, man. Keep moving. Joining us now is our old friend, the Crazy Prospector. He is a big San Francisco 49ers fan, and we visit with him maybe once a year before the football season to see how he feels about his Niners. Hello, Crazy Prospector.
Well, one time I was panning for the good gold in a creek bed, and out from concealment comes the big old bear.
Oh, your nemesis.
Another bear story. And he kicked my pan into my face and smited me on my head with his big paw hand. And I chased him into a deli across the street.
A deli?
And he turned to me and broke my human body.
Oh, no.
Because I'm the Crazy Prospector and I love the 49ers.
Well, what do you think of the 49ers this year? Think they'll be a playoff team even without Mariucci?
One time I was in the jewelry store staring at some good AU.
The Tickets Drop Page Radio. Marco Bacovia Corporation.
Well, lots of bears.
Talk about them then.
Lots of bears in those California hills, huh?
One time, I was making love to my walking stick on a trail somewhere, and the bear spotted me with binoculars. He came running down the cliff, so I ran into my lean-to, and the bear came in and smashed my TV and my Pete Moss collection. And then he broke my human body.
Oh, no.
Same thing.
One time, at band camp, this bear stuck a flute up my
ass. Oh, goodbye. He's leaving. That's it. That's the Crazy Prospector.
I got nothing about the 49ers.
I know.
So maybe we get
he
a little season preview.
Said he was a big fan of the 49ers.
He is still a big fan of the 49ers. A lot of confusion out there right now in the Metroplex.
.com today. Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
Chano Park, Pedro Estacio, and Ryan Dries have all gotten the Rangers into the seventh in the last three games. Tonight, the Rangers look for another quality start from lefty Kenny Rogers. Toronto counters the 24-year-old lefty Gustavo Chacin, who is 2-0 with a 2.45 ERA. And Ranger hitters like Mark Teixeira know very little about the Jays starter.
Don't know anything about him. We'll look at the scouting report tomorrow, look at some video, but right now he's new to us.
First pitch tonight goes down at 7:05. You can see the game on KDFI Channel 27. In other baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday signed Chris Carpenter to a two-year extension. The deal has a club option for 2008. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, however. The right-hander went 15-5 last season after missing all of the 2003 season with a shoulder injury. And the Mavs are getting some rest before playing the final three games of the season. They have another day off today, and Dallas takes on the Lakers at 2:30 tomorrow on national television, and head coach Avery Johnson would like to keep Dirk on the bench as much as possible.
We've been trying to really show that we can play without him. That's why I've been holding him out for long stretches during games, to let these guys figure out a way to keep our offense going without him.
Our next ticker comes up at 12:10 with the great Ty Walker, breaking Sports News First Guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass. Reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket's Diamond Talk, immediately following every weeknight Rangers home game, live from Humberdink and Arlington, and on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, 3Rs, Gordon Keith here. We're set to do
Oh, no.
We're just about to get into the good stuff. All right, let's take just a few phone calls. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey,
right.
How's it going?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, man.
Let's go ahead and take one more. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13.
Oh, no. We've had three bad phone calls in a row.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Four in a row?
Let's see. Do we have any ringing there, Jason? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, tonight, pitching is Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers.
What is that? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, did you guys get a chance at
the boobies?
The three of us are going to be out there.
Yeah, that's right. We won't be on the air
for a good charity. For a good charity.
What, boobs?
And now I'm going to tell the story of what happened to me.
Oh.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday, with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day, plus our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio. Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
Good afternoon. It is noon here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Kevin Scott.
And I'm Stuart Cedar. Good afternoon, Kevin.
And this is Ticket Sports Saturday, the recovering Stu Cedar.
Well, I appreciate that. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Great day. Great day.
You're going with the back pillow today. I thought you were just trying to have some lumbar support there. And
you thought I was Norm, right?
You told me no, that you had a tumor removed yesterday.
No,
now
not a
tumor. I'm very concerned about you.
I hope it wasn't a tumor. I hope it wasn't. Now, just,
are we
going
to start seeing blood seep around the side here, like Curt Schilling's doc?
I might have to Curt Schilling you here in a little bit. But no, great day. And by the way, great weather for the race week here.
Huh.
About time, isn't it?
It's Ticket Sports Saturday weather.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
I don't know, man. Hazy outside a little bit. It's one of those where it's